guys. We got Vivek Ramaswamy, Woke Inc. We got Capital Punishment, How Wall Street is Using Your Money to Create a Country You Didn't Vote For, by the best-selling author of Woke Inc. right here. And we have Truths, The Future of America First. Luckily, this is written at a fourth-grade reading level. So pretty much anybody can pick this up and start to rock. And then we have Nation of Victims, which is all about how you and I, because we had sleepovers and fun childhoods and our moms didn't make us play violin, how we should be replaced by Indians. That's the last chapter this book is about. But some of this stuff is pretty spicy, man. Let me open this up here. Right here. Yeah, I'll never forget when I was in middle school. I can't even read that on camera. It was when I turned 33 that I realized I was addicted to making men gay like P. Diddy. I'm not going to spoil it for you guys, but this Vivek, these books, this is some, and actually, no joke, I looked, the first word I saw is homosexuality, so it's not that far off here. Oh, that's a harsh allegation. For example, there's no such thing as a gay gene. Yeah, hell yeah. So I was told that if I wanted to have Vivek Ramaswamy on the show, I would have to read all four of his books because he didn't want to have a remedial conversation. So that's why I have these. It's because we got to get Vivek on the show. That was from Vivek, yeah. Any page you open this up to, I promise you it's going to be just glop. Random page, 142 of Truths. I have my doubts about whether Ann Coulter is actually, that's in italics, more ready to vote for the great-grandson of a Jamaican immigrant than she is for the grandson of an Anglo-Saxon British lord. This is what people care about? This is what you're supposed to care about? You know what? The thing is, I could sit here with my highlighter and my notepad, and I could have ChatGPT read these things and summarize them for me, which is what I would do. I could go through these and have, you know, my little legal pad where I'm typing up my debate notes. How about this, though? You're Indian. It's still on the road.
I'm going to talk to you about your country. Please. Oh, got water on the vintage video here. Whoops.
It's already floating down the stream. Chris, can you get me a bucket?
It's already dripping everywhere, Chris. Emergency.
Here we go. Hey guys, welcome to the Sam High Show. Vivek Ramaswamy is a first-generation American entrepreneur, investor, New York Times best-selling author. He's the founder of multi-billion-dollar enterprises, including Roivant Sciences. That's the one with the fake medicine, right? Roivant Sciences. This guy looks like Elizabeth Theranos. This is so woke right of me. Hold on a second. Perfect. Chris, could you go give this to a young kid that's struggling to get ahead in business? So we're learning about show production right now. Step one, when you're surrounded by video stuff, you want to keep it liquid cooled, okay? We do liquid cooling, keep this stuff soaking wet so that it can buzz and vibrate behind your head when you're trying to think. Perfect. Folks, we had you call in. You guys rang my number. You banged my line, 1-800-1444-1434, call Sam. Amazing stuff. Quality voicemails were left. If you call, we're going to use it on the show. So don't dox yourself. Don't say anything that you don't want other people hearing. It's not my private line, okay? That's 1-3-1-4-3-4, call Sammy is how you get that one. There's an extra few digits in there. Isn't that S-A-M-I? C-A-L-S-A-M-I.
Hi, Sam. Right now, my family is going through a pretty big upheaval. Our new landlords at our shop are Arab, and they're kicking us out to put up a chop shop vinyl car wrapping business. We're being forced to move by March. I don't know what to do. There's not really an amount of working harder that can help the simple fact that another person is taking away from our lives. I'm doing the best that I can to help my dad and continue this business on. It was always my dream to work for you, but now it's my dream to continue my dad's business because I love him a lot. As time has gone by, I've realized that being an American means doing what you owe your family and helping them. I don't know if you'd agree with that, but that's how I think. Thanks.
You don't want to work for me. I only pay in Nigerian crypto, okay? I only pay in Nigerian crypto. The flip side of that coin, it's called gold coin. It's backed by gold. If you were fortunate enough to have family that you can link up with, team up with, and build a business, that's probably one of the best things going right now or ever. It's low friction. You don't have to have contracts. You know that the person, their genetic destiny is tied to yours. They want you to succeed, hopefully, unless you have some schizo brother or something who's always raping people. You got a brother like that, Chris? Yeah.
Not anymore.
I guess I've heard horror stories from people who have family members from hell. I guess it's a case by case thing. But yeah, if you have a family member that's got their stuff together, especially if it's your father who can show you the ropes, like I show Chris, show him the ropes. That's when it's time to work out with Chris. I show him the ropes. He never does it. He hates it. But yeah, man, team up. And it is time to hunker down, though. And I'm going to couch this in certain language. The best known procedural – this is a whole chapter here. Members of the public, the framers of the Constitution, believed that the lawmakers, Democratic, and Arabs get out. Okay?
The right perspective.
You'll never forget this.
Are you mad? Do you feel like Wolf Kebab Ruff Rennish?
Right perspective.
I'm not crazy.
What is life all about?
I know some things that you don't know.
You're connected with Davis Lerman and the Right Perspective.
Right, whatever.
You're mentally deranged. You suffer from a defective memory.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
The Right Perspective.
It will test your head and your mind. Brain too.
If you don't like it, turn the damn thing off.
The Right Perspective.
Right Perspective.
It's a persistent kind of nagging noise.
That's right. I just thrilled with the whole idea.
I love it.
Okay, boomer.
Sieg Heil.
Okay, faggot.
The liberal world order.
It makes me cringe.
I'm gripping right now.
Violence wakes people up.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. I'm
Davis Lerman.
And it's time to pump it up. Are you ready? Let's go.
Davis Lerman.
Daddy.
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 Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
Daddy.
Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
Daddy.
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 You're my daddy. Daddy.
Hey, everybody. Davis Lerman, Bright Perspective Radio. So we're here. Let me just go ahead and pull up the chats.
The greatest perpetrator of misinformation has been the
Davis Lerman.
It's abject, absolute racism.
Hitler is back.
It's total racism.
My name is
Davis Lerman.
Loves fascists.
Revenge is our duty.
So it is. And we'll go ahead and check the chats. Here we go.
Guys, what's going on?
FTJ, we got Alex Waslak and Tom Dwyer. What's up, buddies? And let's not forget Odyssey. Here we go. MFC NorCal, nigger, and Serbian Bull, as well as Kato Koshiro. Nicely done. Nicely done. Mm-hmm. Spread the word if you could. There we go. Links and descriptions abound. So the U.S. Department of Chamber of Commerce recognizes Jews as minorities now. Yes, so they'll be gaining advantageous business opportunities from this new status. As if they needed help, as if America wasn't already entirely for Jews, on account of each and every one of us is a part of the life support system for the world's 16 million Jews. Although it's probably more, really. Isn't it probably more? The way they seem to be in every fucking nook and cranny, in every choke point of power, they're fucking everywhere. But okay, right, 16 million. Sure, I'll play along. Sounds good. I mean, that's the ironic thing here. Like, you hope it's less, but you know it's more. Right? You get what I'm saying. I think you get what I'm saying. All right, there's a little Sam High with a little Vivek response. He's at it again. Yeah, it's good political art. But and Sam knows it's not politics, it's just political art. So that's good. Like a performance art in the vein of politics. And it might help to clarify or boil down what some other people feel. We find this is our role around here a lot, too, is that sometimes people, A, need permission. And when someone else like me says something, then it makes it okay for them to say it. There's that. The idea of creating the space for someone to become the like the right-wing nationalist or the pro-white they always were. There's that idea. And Sam Hyde also knows that sometimes if you can boil down a thought and make it something that's repeatable. Yeah, that's extremely helpful. Ah, Bushmaster saying, wait a minute, what's that laughter about? Oh, it was this little intro I did. Yeah, I'm of the school of thought where I think just laughter makes people smile. So I had an intro that was Davis Lerman loves fascists and all of that. Piecing bits together. You keep listening, you'll hear it again. Don't worry, you'll hear it again. Mm-hmm. Michael Nail, what's up, buddy? He says, what's up, my nigga? I say it back to you. $5, thanks, buddy. Bushmaster 6A, 7% of the world's population who made industry, opera, electricity, and the movie, The Blue Lagoon, and we're not protected. Exactly. Well, we're a global minority. Second only to, like, some really weird fucking Amazonian tribes or something like that. Yeah. And not to like blackpilling, but frankly, I dare say that it's a frightening thought, but I have to say it anyway. It's very likely by the time we're a minority in America that we would be able to access these protections, right? So these protections are for the here and now. And just as they've been added for Jews a day and a half ago, they can also be not added for whites later on. In fact, when the conditions of the country are such that we're a minority, like no longer a plurality, but a minority, well then, there won't be any reason for whoever rules, which will be the Jews by way of some shitskin cutout, there'll be no reason for them to acquiesce to our demands, right? So, admittedly, Puglord gave us a lot to think about last night. However, I did think about it. However, ultimately, I think I concluded this way, telling you guys that we still have to have a revolutionary mindset. It's just, it would be nice. I would be willing to trade the revolutionary mindset and all of this anger with Jews. Frankly, I'd be willing to trade it for a lot of whites having a higher quality of life and having a sense of community somewhere. So this much is true. But you can't, again, you can't have power parity with Jews when you just say, well, I promise I'll go be happy. Cause again, leaving you alone is not on the agenda. So I reserve the right to maintain my revolutionary mindset, even during the process of improving white people's lives. So that's what I'll say that now. This way, if need be, yeah, we'll have to engage in those asymmetric type of approaches. Let's just call it asymmetric approaches, quote unquote, Luigi style. Serbian bull, joke's on them. I'll just get my Indian feather friend to co-own a business with me. Actually, that you'd probably do well to do that now. No joke. Mm-hmm. I have a brother-in-law who was in like the side business of paying two different blacks in New York City. This was his gimmick a while back. He'd find two blacks, preferably in the same circles, but not real tight. And he would do this through networking. Okay, so you'll find one black who sort of is astride that line between white world and black world. And in this case, it was a her. He'd get her to pick out these two blacks. Okay, one black would get paid. I believe here was the metrics on it. One black would get paid 49%. And another black would get paid 2%. Okay. And he would then file the business, have them run it with all these great advantages. And the 49% that the black was getting, you know, that does not mean they get 45% of like valuation or even income. It just has to be 45% ownership. You can decide to pay them anything you want. So you could see what he was up to. Yeah, it's just like using the system to your advantage. I don't see anything wrong with that. Yep. All right. So we got... Oh, I didn't realize that was a whole separate dono from Bushmaster for $5. I appreciate that. Bushmaster 6A. Nice. Dude, it's been cold around here too. He says, God damn, it's been cold in Birmingham the last 2 days. Yeah, it's global warming, haven't you heard? So I'll do that old joke. Why not? It's low hanging fruit, but you know, truth be told, it feels more like an ice age. You know what I mean? All right. Well, I sure hope Odyssey's working, because now Leaping Dodger said something and the chat stopped moving. But all right. Hey, we should be on Red Pill. Oh my gosh, we're here. I'm sorry, White Pilled. We're here on White Pilled. God damn. Let me see. I'm going to give everyone the link and you go see if it works for you. Uh-oh. Nope, it shouldn't have had that slash afterwards. I'm sorry. There it is. Maybe remove. I'll remove the bad one. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's playing. Dude, we're here. We're here. We're here. I'm going to give O feckin' slash. And there it is. Okay. Yes, it is very GTV-like. All right. So, all right, that works. I'm here on White Pilled. I have no idea what you would do to comment. There, it's on the right, obviously. And I don't know what you would do to dono. I don't know how that would work here. Oh, you can like or not like. It's a picture of Hitler. And oh, that's interesting. Okay, here we share the stamp. Here you go. You can like or not like. Save. Okay. Huh. Yep. Donate. Oh, is this how? Okay. So you can donate bolts. I don't know what that means. Maybe you have to buy bolts. I don't know how that works. Well, we'll figure it out. But there we go. Finally live on White Pilled. Nice. It's going to be 11 at 6 a.m. going to work. Oh, God. Well, Michael Nail's going to freeze. That's how it'd be. But we don't do weather around here. Oh, look at this. You must wait 60 seconds before chatting. Oh, my gosh. That's so strange. Huh. I guess that's to avoid spam. Okay, either way, listen, we've got shit to do, so I'm going to show it to you. Ooh, I want to show you something else, too. In fact, here we go. Let's go ahead over to FTJ, open up the picks. I have to show you this because I give props. Let me give props. Here it is. Whoa-bam. Okay, last night, Rebel Science gave $15 on entropy. And he said, Lerman is doing useful work. He has labored, and the worker is worthy of his wages. This is a Christian principle. Even E. Michael Jones would agree. Pay the man. Yeah. I do get some hate emails about stop picking on E. Michael Jones and all that. I think I'm very fair. I don't know. I try to be very fair with E. Michael Jones. I admit he can frustrate me sometimes with all the white boy stuff, but I think that's a bit of baiting. I think he's baiting. You know what I mean? He's no dummy, so he knows how to get a little attention. He knows how to rile up the guys. Yeah, you know, simple as. By the way, I would return to Catholicism if they got like a based pope in there doing something decent. So, you know, never say never. I'm not one of these people who's made my mind up about the entire future of Catholicism, not at all. So, you know, maybe E. Michael Jones should become pope. That'd be a good move. They should all go do that. How about it? While we're sharing, here it is. Share this tab instead. Someone named someone supported last night with 25. It said, Pug Lord seemed to have a nice approach. Yeah, he's really based in the pragmatic. He's also really based. But yes, he's based in the pragmatic. And so he and I are now doing that PMA. And we'll see where that goes. If it becomes like an informal members club, out of which will spawn projects under the legal protection of meeting for the purposes of the PMA. So I do like that idea. Because then let's say some FBI agent has it in mind to start fucking with us. Well, there's one extra added layer of legalism. It's like, well, we might be white guys meeting, and sure, we just happen to be interested in white stuff. But frankly, this is a PMA. We're allowed to do this legally. In fact, here we have filed our proper paperwork. All right, you know, it's not the key to anything or the answer, but let's face it, one more layer. And it legitimizes things, by the way, because then you can have donators, and you can have treasury, and you can have projects funded, and that's where it begins. And you never know, this could be the PMA that, give it 5 years, leads to, I'll just say it crassly, buying through lobbyism, buying a politician on some issue, you know. I knew a fellow who was in, like microbrewing for a while. And he described the process of literally just trying to raise money for the purposes of paying a lobbyist to go make the legislation happen. And he and a handful of his guys literally wrote the key propositions in the legislation for the state, gave it to the lobbyist, and it appeared almost precisely as a law on the other end of his donation. It's that fucking cynical. Again, you know, we'd be more of a threat than a microbrewery. I get it. But there's still things we could do to bring advantages to white people and improve their material existence. without going, you know, based 1488, calling lots of attention to yourself, that kind of thing. Ah, we have Boiling Frog and Dan Simmons. What's up, buddies? Mm-hmm. Okay. As we said, we have shit to show you. All right, going over here. I'm just going to get it over with. Let's play you the Jews now classified as a minority group. Granted minority status for business opportunities. Why not? Let's go all the way. Oh, bam. Newsmax. Oh, brother. Is that what that was? I was wondering what that was. Oh, let's see what the Orthodox Jewish Chamber of Commerce has to say about it. Oh, this should be good. Brother. Oh, hello there. We have Always Honest. Who? Oh, no, this is PIX 11. Even better. Okay, it's not Newsmax. Thank God. Yes, Always Honest was the first to alert me with this via Telegram. She sent a TikTok link. One more reason why they want to get rid of TikTok. These kind of things spread around. But we'll play it from YouTube this time around. Let's do it. Look at this kike. Wow. Just did that lip, the licking thing, the lizard thing they do. Dead air. All right, hold on a second. Son of a bitch. Hold on. Let me go back. All right. I'm rectifying. Me, Billy B. All right. Here we go.
Mm-mm-mm. 844, everybody. And a ground.
That was ironic. At the very beginning, you got Rubenstein Law. You see that? Yeah. Personal injury lawyers. So WPIX is a New York station, so that explains that.
844, everybody. And a groundbreaking announcement by the U.S. Commerce Department this week will result in a historic expansion for Jewish businesses, not only in New York, but across the country.
Yeah, Jewish businesses will now be classified as minority business enterprises, making them eligible for billions of dollars in grants, contract, and loans. Duvi Honig is the founder and CEO of the Orthodox Jewish Chamber of Commerce, and he's joining us this morning to discuss the impact of this new classification.
Good morning
to you, Duvi. Great to have you here. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here today.
Yeah, I mean, huge week for you. Very exciting. Can you talk specifically about what this change?
Look at the head shape on this motherfucker. He's got the gut and the way he spoke with, oh, thank you, it would be there. Sounds like a Jewish mafia don.
Very exciting. Can you talk specifically about what this change means then?
Absolutely. It's so historic. Think about it. The Hispanic community is 19% of the U.S. population.
Yeah.
The African American is 15% of the U.S. population. The Jewish population is 2%. And all the minorities, MBDA, billions of dollars of grants since 1969 when they established the Minority Business Development Association under the U.S. Department of Commerce. There's hundreds of programs and billions of dollars of revenues and grants and all different contracts from startups to big companies who are eligible, including banks who are obligated to give specific amounts of loans to minorities that Jews were not included in.
Yeah.
And no one
understood. You're the ones giving the loans.
Understood it. And right. People always voicing frustration. Jews are always the underdog. And it doesn't make sense. Like 2%. of we're the biggest, smallest minority in America, yeah. You know?
Yeah. In other words, yeah, you're disproportionately powerful. Disproportionately powerful for who the fuck you are.
And we had no voice. We had no eligibility.
Oh, they had no voice in New York. This is a New York station. Jews had no voice. Yeah. Yeah. Here's the thing to remember. Two words. Model legislation. So this passed in New York. This will very likely visit every state across the country. And then they'll be just that more entrenched. Yes, exactly. MFC NorCal. It never ends with these fucking rats. Dan Zimmons, poors and Jews. MFC NorCal, another genetically flawed lizard. Tell you what, we got wows in here. Wow, just wows in here. Oh, Mobile Action. But you're a religion. Just a religion, remember, Kike? Oh, yeah. You're just a religion. So that means that I can just say I'm a Jew and I'm going to get sweet-ass business opportunities and loans structured for me as a Jew? Is that how this works? Wow. Yeah, MFC NorCal. Biggest, smallest pain in the ass on earth since you first crawled out from under a rock. Yes, after the Jews first climbed out of Satan's oily rectum, nearly killed them, the Jews spread upon the earth in a great diaspora, ruining the new creation. Yeah. Kato Koshiro. Can I say that 2% of Jews in any population of any country is the same as 2% of arsenic in a cup of tea? Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. What do you mean only 2%? Exactly. Listen, this hamburger has only 2% dog shit mixed in it. Mmm. Eat up, Dickie Spence. It's mushrooms and Swiss. Right. No one's going to go for that deal. Minority status is idiotic. Yeah, you're a minority in a population of a foreign country, stupid. Well, Jews don't see it that way. America is Israel 2.0, which is why I've insisted on calling Ukraine Israel 3.0, if that's, you know, the case.
Ability to access our taxpayers' dollars as the biggest minority and the biggest... Biggest minority and the biggest suppressed people.
So, the biggest suppressed people. Oh, wow. I mean, that is really saying something. And here we have some duper's delight here. And he's having a great time, you see. Look at that. Really beady, weird beady eyes. Look at this. Looks like he just found out how much we hate him. Mm-hmm. These kikes have got to go.
Ability to access our taxpayers' dollars as the biggest minority and the biggest suppressed people.
So you signed the agreement on Monday, right? So I guess the question is how quickly does it go into effect and how soon can businesses start to see some of the money?
So the answer is as follows. We had changed the way the U.S. Department of Commerce is going to and the Minority Business Development Association are going to go forward with the applications. So okay. I had a meeting with them right afterwards. We're updating the applications.
Okay.
So right now, until the applications are updated to remove different based on race, so based on different color, what you have to check out to when you apply for it.
Wow, here you're listening to the wordsmiths, the great wordsmiths, the high verbal IQ here. As you can see, they deserve everything they have. They're just smarter than you.
Color, what you have to check out to when you apply fit, those are being re-updated.
Oh, so when you apply fit, those are being re-updated. I'm not really sure if re-updated is a word, but it's kind of a gimme because everyone knows what he means. But boy, was that fucking, this guy's dumb. What a dope.
Patients are updated and to remove different, based on race, so based on different.
Remove what based on race?
Color. What you have to check out to when you apply fit, those are being re-updated. So after we sign.
No one knows what he means, but we just figured it out. Like, oh, yeah. So Jews getting another unfair leg up, another overrepresentation, and yet another, just another notch in their belt for disproportionate illegitimate power in a country they shouldn't even be in. So whatever all this word salad was, this Bronze Age pill pull he was just involved in.
Signed the MOU, the Memorandum of Understanding, to recognize Orthodox Jews as minorities. And I want to tell you about it, that it took us a year and a half to advocate for this.
Did he just say Orthodox Jews as a minor? Oh, this is their gimmick. So you can't just say, well, I'm Jewish, and then get all the advantages. Let's make sure he said that. He blends a lot of words in a very strange way. I think he spends very little time in the U.S.
Jews as minorities. And I want to tell you about it, that it took us a year and a half to advocate for this. But during the year and a half, like, we went back and forth. And during that time, there was a new Supreme Court.
I think I didn't go far enough back. All right, let's go here.
Based on when you apply fit, those are being recognized Orthodox Jews as minorities.
Yeah.
To recognize Orthodox Jews. Recognize Orthodox Jews.
Okay.
Recognize now Orthodox Jews as minorities. And I want to tell you about
that's their scheme, to recognize Orthodox Jews. But during the year and a half, so they're going to find their favorite Orthodox Jew and garner the advantage that way.
Law passed in Texas with a lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Commerce, how they went about identifying minorities, that it wasn't fair to a specific race. So when that happened, I said, you know what, let's include all Jews, not just Orthodox Jews.
Yeah.
And
we updated the MOU, and we were able to, when we came to the final closed signing, it was redone to include all Jews, not just all.
Okay, so it started as Orthodox, and now it's just all Jews. Okay, so maybe, you know, we might have to have some guys fall on the sword and check a Jew box on paperwork and get some sweet loans structured for kikes. Low interest rate, you know, pay it back if you feel like it. They're probably this kind of thing. And some sweet business opportunities.
How soon can folks start applying for any type of grants? And how many businesses is this really affecting?
So,
wow, that was really strange. He's doing that thing where the Jew is only waiting for his turn to speak. He's not really ever paying attention. As soon as she starts speaking, he says, so, and then he's repeating so under his breath. Okay, dig on this.
Yeah.
So how soon can folks start applying for any type of grants, and how many businesses is this really affecting?
So this is a flex.
Okay, he did it 7 times. This motherfucker sitting there going, so, doing it 7 times. This is the Jew.
It was not just Orthodox Jews.
So how soon can folks start applying for any type of grants, and how many businesses is this really affecting?
So this is affecting across all 50 states.
See that? All right, we're conceding. It's model legislation. It's going worldwide. Worldwide. Winning.
I'm talking about big businesses and small businesses.
Yeah. Oh, it's all the businesses, right? It's not just small businesses, of course, the big businesses. Folks, we're winning. You understand? This is winning with Trump. Winning. Red dye number 3 banned. Licorice has just gotten sweeter. And Jewish businesses to be recognized as minority enterprises, which is to say giving Jews special advantages. Or, pardon me, even more special advantages.
You know when you go for a government contract,
yeah.
It goes based on the score. You automatically have a 5% advantage in your score, like a school test,
yeah.
To get the grant.
Oh, yeah, like in the school test where we give niggers 5 points for putting their fucking name on a paper. You know, like the school test. Listen, this fucking guy, he's admitting to, yeah, we're going to get a 5% bump on the advantages. They already have 95%. Now they'll be at 100%.
Goes based on the score. You automatically have a 5% advantage in your score, like a school.
Actually, dude, you're talking to normal people on the news. No one knows what the fuck you're talking about. You're talking about some arcane calculus of distribution of favors on a state-by-state basis, and you're in New York. No, we don't all know about your fucking weird score. That's right, it's not a loan, it's a grant. Right, and maybe it'd be like that PPP loan, and they won't pay it back. It'd be a PPP grant.
Test.
Yeah.
To get the grant, to be able to get that grant, and now a lot of Jewish businesses are going to be able to get those grants, but also from the banking perspective, you know that banks have to lend money on a lower interest rate as mm-hmm. well. The U.S. the Treasury is also a partner of ours. Of course, now this MOU included many different departments within the Department of Commerce that we represent. And they created a 50-state initiative that gives minorities, instead of like the bank will give you 70%, you get the extra 30% for startup business.
Okay. Oh. So you were, I guess, at Mar-a-Lago.
Boy. Always Honest just said it's not a loan, it's a fucking grant. Yeah, what's important to know, by the way, with the grant, I've done some grant writing. And the way grants are usually done, I mean, it really does depend on the particular grant. But for the most part, it's called a grant because provided you meet certain benchmarks agreed upon in the grant, and you would be agreeing upon them, you wouldn't be getting the grant if you didn't agree to them. Then provided you meet the benchmarks, you don't ever have to pay the grant back. Now, sometimes you have to find money to put in addition to the grant. But something tells me these Jews will be getting full grants. He just said this 30% for a small one, but then if you have the bank giving you a sweet loan, with preferential treatment, and we already know they run the banks, it's fucking insane. He asked Klaxon SS lawmakers are probably tired of listening to this slow-witted Jew gave in order to get rid of him. Yeah, well, they should have, right, just thrown him right in the volcano. They do already get most of the grants anyway. Yes, yes. Yep. It's not because they're powerful and bribe the right people. No, no, no. They're truly deserving of preferential treatment, after all. Because, I mean, listen to this guy. This guy, with this kind of, this grasp of rhetoric, I mean, it's really incredible. Klaxon SS earlier said, oh, great, more porn sites. Yeah, that's what it's going to be now. It's going to be tranny porn sites. It's going to be, not that they don't already have those. I have no idea. I'm just saying there'll be every freaky thing under the sun is now going to be fully proliferated. And, you know, because the little white kids have to be able to see this on their phones. Otherwise, they won't become sexual degenerates quite so soon. The Jew has a goal. Right now, the children become sexual degenerates somewhere around 13, 14 max. And so now he's hoping to push it down to 11. This Jew wants the first confused boner of every white boy to be filling up over some weird, who knows, butthole puckering and trannies or something. That's what this guy is after. Very lizard-like. Yeah, MSC Norcal, nasty little gremlin bastard. He's a mother. This is, I don't know. I think I'll just keep my revolutionary mindset because let's just say lighter fluid and a match. I'm just thinking like, woof, how glorious would that be?
Ago about this with, to talk more about this with President-elect Trump, right? You're also going to be at the inauguration. Did he have a hand in kind of?
Oh, of course, just a regular guy. You know, he's gotten to talk to Trump about this and he's going to be at the inauguration. Both of these, they're both afraid of this Jew. They probably should be. You ask one wrong question. This kike is going to have you fired. He's going to have your whole family fired from everything.
Making sure that this got done.
I want to say that I was so impressed by the unification of the transition teams.
Yeah.
Because
he's not really answering the question. He says he's going to go to his talking point. And I must say, he's particularly dull for this task. I mean, I'm not patting Jews on the back here, but there are more impressive Jews than this guy, right? Right? This is how little the Jews think of us. They'll send this schlub out to do this fucking dirty work.
So we had right now, by the signing, we had Madia Latif, who she is a new undersecretary.
Oh, of course. Yeah, Madia Latif. Oh, sure. The new undersecretary. Right, everyone knows her.
Secretary who's taking over from Eric, the undersecretary, as well as with us, Don Raves. Don Graves, who's the deputy secretary.
And yeah. Eric and Don Graves. Yeah, this guy knows the first name basis. He's on a first name basis with Eric, as you know. Sure. Look at this opulence. This whole room should be set ablaze with the doors locked.
A special shout out to Joanne Hill, who's running MBDA, who's continuing it. So Joanne and Madia Latif are working with us side by side. So we had the previous administration and the new administration, and it was her first day on the job.
Yeah.
And she was
First day on the job, she was doing my bidding. This guy's impressed. Like, whoa, I thought she'd take a couple of days. But this dirty bitch got right on her knees. Yeah.
And it was her first day on the job.
Yeah.
And she was so excited. She said, this is...
They couldn't help themselves in their excitement, I'm sure. You know, nothing really gets a woman going like doing the Jews' bidding. Oh, boy, they love that.
This is something that I am so appreciative to be able to start my first day in the United States Department of Commerce, running this whole department with a historic change that really was a wrong that was fixed.
We fixed a wrong, everybody. See, you thought it was some special favor or whatever. No. Fixing a wrong. She fixed a wrong on the very first minute she was in office. There you have it. All right. I sure hope Odyssey's okay. The last comment was 4 minutes ago. Jew Finder General and FTJ, gotta hate them. Oh, yes. Alex Wazlak appropriately commenting this technical retard. Yes. However, I will make mention of one thing. A, I'm not the only one. Listen to Warren Baylog have the same exact StreamYard difficulty that I just had.
Well, it's not playing. You there?
Yeah.
It's not playing.
It's not playing? I'm sorry.
No.
I didn't share the right screen. Jesus. Okay. I was watching it. I was enjoying it very much.
Yeah, me too. I was having a great time. And everyone else was like, what? Blank screen, retard. Dead air.
Sorry, I'm a technical retard.
Right. Well, you can only apologize so much, Lerman. Eventually, they're just going to stop listening. Oh, Bushmaster 6A sent an email to the governor. He explained that the problems that will happen with the snow and the sleet and how we don't need that shit. So use your chemical planes or energy weapons. It still got cold. I guess he didn't read it. You know, Bushmaster 6A, I think he didn't read it. I'm sure your governor loves each and everyone in your state. And had he just read the letter, right now there'd be chemtrails of glory streaking the sky and stopping the snow and raising the temperature. But alas, they don't give a fuck about us. Alex Wazlak says, I texted mine after his office put out a text number. Obviously, it wasn't him, but yeah, I was shocked they didn't respond to questions about chemtrails and the blue/purple LEDs along the highways. Well, that's weird. What's this about blue-purple LEDs? That's strange. Yes, you'd find a general about the clip we're currently playing. They own the media, but they have no voice. Yeah, that's almost as good as the trick. No, this is actually maybe a little better than the trick of Supreme Court, Jews, all those years ago, approached the Supreme Court and said, yeah, we're going to need you to decide that pornography is free expression. In fact, it's freedom of speech. And because if you start suppressing ideas, they said, you start suppressing any idea at all, you may accidentally suppress the next Shakespeare. of course, none of the justices replied to the haughty Kike and said, listen, Jew, we actually had Shakespeare. It was a nigga named Shakespeare. And guess what he didn't have around him all the time, distracting him and corroding his culture? Porn. So why don't you go fuck off, Kike? But we didn't have that. Yes, indeed. Whites are the minority. Yes, yes, we're quite the global minority. Jewfinder General's telling us triple parentheses need to be exterminated. I don't know what that means, but I like it. Yeah. Ah, Bushmaster says, fuck those PPP loans. I lost more money than the PPPs ever gave me during COVID. Well, that's because you weren't doing it like a Jew. What the Jews were doing is they were spinning up lots of little businesses, backdating the existence of those businesses, falsifying a record of pay for the 6 months prior to the date they started falsifying it. And then they were collecting PPP loans because these Jews knew from the beginning something all the whites didn't. These Jews knew the PPP loans would not have to be paid back. So had we known that, we could have been spinning up businesses and doing the same, but we don't have those advantages. Yes, that Jew accent does drive me nuts too, Michael Nail. I'll tell you what, it's like that, it's like an authentic Israeli accent, what he's got going on there. And it's definitely got a New York flavor to it because the New York Jews tend to be a little more clunky in their speech, but it's very much, I think this guy spends a lot of time in Israel, to no one's surprise. To no one's surprise. Ah, Bushmaster Davis, you got to come online on the LED blue lights. 5G towers are just targets for rednecks 22s. Oh, come online to the... Oh, I guess I got to look this up. LED blue light. Give me a link, somebody. I'll check it out. Alex Waslak says, the LEDs is a whole thing in itself, but the color fucks with your eyes. And more technical shit that I'm capable of remembering. But it's why every vehicle has those bright-ass lights. It's a different hue, and it jacks up your shit. Well, I must say, we're lucky not to have that around here. We don't have that. But, you know, Delaware's always a little behind. The whole reason for the existence of Delaware now is, of course, some sort of a corporate haven for these lending institutions. You know, the joke always being that Joe Biden was the senator from Citibank. Get it? Yeah, so they don't invest anything in this state. It's kind of a sad state of affairs, really. But I can think, hey, one thing, this place is cheap enough to live that my wife and I could move from Long Island, New York, and I got three different part-time jobs. I couldn't find a decent full-time job, so I got three different jobs. And even when I had the full-time job, I still worked the other two. So I found three jobs, and we were able to pay for – we didn't live high in the hog, but we were able to get by, and she could raise the kids. So we did that for years. Yeah, then I was lucky enough to get that gig doing mental measurements, and even then I still worked the evening job and the weekend job. So there we have it. So that's a one advantage. But, yeah, we won't be here forever. Not my favorite place, you know. Not my favorite place. All right. Let's see how Odyssey's doing. Are they back online? Here we go. Yeah, it's almost like the reason she was installed. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yes, I have no problem believing that there are members of Trump's administration now that were placed there for very specific reasons that would advantage the Jews. Her first day on the job, she just gets it out of the way. Let me just do this historic legislation, righting a wrong. Oy, oy, oy. Just remember, I'm keeping that. I'm keeping track of that. That's been typed. Insert into document called rationale. There it is. Good. Yep, I'm paying attention, Jews. So later, when someone tries to condemn me for my actions, I'll just say, oh, no, no, listen, we were righting a historic wrong. And that'll begin to enumerate all of the obvious the stats that really paint an ugly picture. Everyone knows these stats, but they're not frequently repeated because they're so depressing. So no, we were writing a stark wrong. With every 40 minutes, a white woman is raped by an African American, and every 18 minutes, a white woman is sexually molested in her person, but maybe not penetrated. The violence on school buses, white kids constantly a victim, and in the schools, right? You got that. Whites experience hurricanes and floods. Yeah, and total homelessness, and there's just not enough. There's just not enough ever to give whites. It was all spent on our replacement, right? So all of these stats, and we're going to write a historic wrong. That's how it's going to go out in the press release. And who'd be doing the press release? Oh, that's why you get a PMA. So you have an organization, and you can then have a little think tank attachment. You can put out policy papers you know no one's ever going to pay attention to, but then at least you legitimize yourself as having a program of advancing your interests. Mm-hmm. Claxton SS Davis, you were on the George W. Bush economic program. Three jobs running around like a chicken with your head cut off. Oh, yeah, dude, and I got real sick. But I wouldn't change any of it because it was real nice. It was real nice not having to, and I do mean having to, be one of those people who, unfortunately, a lot of people have to put their kids in some kind of daycare. Otherwise, they're not, like, surviving. So, anyway, I was really glad to not have to do that. And I don't think I'd be able to concentrate on anything if I were in that position. So I don't know how they do it, really. So you got to go leave your kids with a whole bunch of other kids. God forbid there's blacks in there, the biters. You don't know who these people are. They could be taking pictures of your kids' private parts in the bathroom while you're, you know, leaving them there. You don't know what's going on. Something worse could be happening and has happened. So it's rough. It's rough. Tom Dwyer, high five with the $5. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. Okay. See that? Look at that. Odyssey's the cheap seats today. Okay. Oh, wow. All right. Here we go. Boiling frost. Serbian Bulg is the first to give. I'm over your white pilled right now. Here, I just shared it with you. Look at Boiling Frog breaking my sack. Congrats on your first white pill stream, you faggot. Why, wow, you son of a... Boo boo kitty fuck. Wow. Got you out to 60 groups plus X, brother. Nice. I appreciate that. I don't know who boo boo kitty fuck is, but I'm a big fan. Huntress is over here, as is Spy Hunter. Nice. Well, I'll just, let me give this back then. Okay. I should have been on yesterday, but I think I used the wrong stream code. Now I know. So here we are, here you are, here we all is. Nice. Let's return. There's only about, less than 28 seconds of this Jew.
We've done that on a bipartisan level. Wrong, that was fixed.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we've done that on a bipartisan level. So we're really excited about working with them. And
bipartisan level. Yeah, by the way, when you hear the words bipartisan and level, reach for your gun. And most importantly, clench your butt cheeks because you know what's coming.
Very appreciative. Again, I want to acknowledge Don Graves, who pushed hard, the undersecretary and the deputy secretary and the undersecretary, Eric, and of course, Joanne Hill, and now Latif to work with them.
Well, this changed.
What he's just done there is made everyone else complicit. That's his little trick there. Like, don't blame me. You know, look, it was all these, this diverse array of bipartisan workers on the great work of righting a wrong. Right.
Which is a huge step, and we appreciate you coming in to talk about it.
There you go. This aging chine grow is going to wrap it up. There you go. Appreciate you coming in.
Got it. Thanks so much, JV.
Thank you.
Keep us posted on when it goes into effect.
Yes,
okay.
It is effect already now.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Just applications have to be redone.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, see, it's already going. It's in effect now. It's happened. It's weird. Jews don't have to do the thing where they're like, hope and pray it happens, cajole, none of that. Jews just like, they go in, they make it happen, and then it happens. Even this guy was like, let us know when it happens, because this shit doesn't happen that fast. Oh, no. Oh, it's already happening. Wow. Okay. So that's wild. And that news, it's all over the place. JNS. I think you're going to like this one, too. This is funny. I found a website called ROINJ. Why is that funny? Well, ROI is what Lucas Gage is, that's his nickname. And here we go. ROI, New Jersey. And he lives in Jersey. Check this out. Here's the news piece. Recognize Jewish businesses as minority enterprises. Here they are. Fack off. Look at this. They got coons, geeks, freaks, spooks, a variety of people in there. The historic MOU. It's now going to go across the country. We got all kinds in here. It's not just us running it. Here he is. There he is. All right. ROINJ. I did not realize Lucas Gage was in the news aggregation business. So there we go. Now we have it. Oh, Jewish News Syndicate. I'm adding this one to show prep. Look at this. U.S. government agrees to confer minority status on Jewish-owned businesses. Ooh, there he is. Look at this dumb groid. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yes, indeed, I did. I signed it just like you said. Oh, what'd you say? A suitcase of money? Yeah. This guy gets a duffel bag of prepaid credit cards. This guy gets to keep his secrets safe. Yes, the one about 9-year-old boys. You got it. And any other great conclusions out of this? There are many Jews who are successful, but for as many Jews as there are for who are successful, I'm reading what it says. There are many Jews who are successful, but for as many Jews as there are who are successful, there are many, many more who aren't, who struggle. This today is going to equal that playing field. Wow.
Hey, I got to make a buck.
Right, Kike, right. Well, you're going to make a buck all the way to the gallows. Me, believe you. See, Boiling Frog is breaking balls again. Look at this motherfucker. Have a good evening. My favorite Canadian is on. Plus, he doesn't guilt me into donating using child labor. Have a great show. This son of a bitch. Wow. All right. I get it. I get it. God damn. Let's go over here. Here we go. Oh, meanwhile, in da hoods. Okay, I'll share this. Why not? And here is theater mode. Maybe full screen? Yeah, let's play it first, and then we'll full screen. Oh, look, here they are. Here's a little nigs. Little nigs at day school there. Oh, look how much they're learning so much. Yeah, learning so much. Grinding on butts. Oh, boy. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That's just their culture, culture, culture. That's their culture, culture. I believe what they say is put some stank on it. That's what they say when they do this. Put some stank on it. Wow. Yeah, that was wild. That's pretty fucking wild. Okay, you know, only in America. ROI. ROI. Unfucking real. Ah. Trump says he will revive TikTok, but wants 50% U.S. ownership. Of course, that means Jewish. He's holding them over a barrel. I believe I mentioned yesterday, this is interesting. Anyone see any other examples of youthful rage against the TikTok ban? That'd be good. This is a Wisconsin teen starting a fire at the U.S. representative's office over the TikTok ban. There we go. There we go. What's up, Jay Ray? Hey, buddy. Mobile Actian was suggesting one of the young niglets was pregnant already. Probably true. Isn't it true young blacks can get pregnant at 9, or is it 10? Something like that. Yes. And no, it's not the McDonald's. It's their gorilla-like biology. You know. All right, let's go to some more news. Yeah. Let me go over to StreamYard. Present video file. Bye. Ah, there it is. All right. A little rough here. My video's in different places. That's a problem. Ooh, file this under white women being magical. Dig on this. Who can say where the road goes? Yeah. All right. That was a Caucasus Mountains dance. So, yeah. Oh, Lerman is simping again. Lerman's simping. No, that's kind of, white women are magical. Don't know what to tell you. They're also the 3D printers for your impending white army of victory. So you might want to show a little bit of decorum when it comes to the ladies. Removed from studio. Mobile Action, can I has one? Well, we all want one. But, you know. I don't know where that was. You'd have to move to where they are. Yes. Oh, they were dressed, I know. And yet still beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's also magic, isn't it? White women dressed, beautiful. Undressed, beautiful. Other women, they can look fancy, but when undressed, whew, brother. So there's that. There's that. Okay. Ceasefire talks, as you know, are being worked on at a very granular level. I don't think Hamas is playing this dumb or the short game. They're playing this smart and the long game. They're getting Palestinians returned for dead Israeli POWs. That's pretty awesome. So they're routinely called hostages in the news, but they're POWs. And some of them, of course, died from wounds on that day. Others died from Israeli bombing after the fact. So they get to return them for live Palestinians. That's pretty awesome. I'm not saying this is the one and final answer, but here's the initial release. We have some of them sort of mildly overweight. Some of them, I think we need the fat caliper to precisely determine if they're morbidly obese or not. So clearly not starved and tortured. What's the gimmick? Are they going to say that they were overfed? That's going to be the gimmick? Ah, they were overfed. Okay, what is... Here we go.
Thank you.
terrible propaganda, Hamas. Honestly, could you just get a handful of guys to learn English? Do you remember? Yeah, certificate of authenticity. Like, this is a real Jew we're returning to you. Imagine if Hitler spoke English. Right? Just what a different world it would be today. If Hitler were to speak directly to the American people instead of through translators, which, you know, and lies. Hamas, find 16 guys who speak English, or just get them to imitate the English words like Jackie Chan does in movies, and have them cheering shit Americans can identify with, because unfortunately, lunk-headed Americans have been exposed, really propagandized, brain-controlled, mind-controlled, really, on this counter-jihad shit. So they hear your, they hear all this, and they hear Allahu Akbar, and they hear, and they just think terrorist. It's not really even their fault that they have this knee-jerk reaction. There's been really billions of dollars at this point poured into programming American people with that knee-jerk reaction, precisely that knee-jerk reaction, the kind of reaction that, you know, Tommy exploits that. Oh, we have a Red Cross. Oh. Are you telling me that there couldn't have been 16 people, you know, that same bunch on the truck, shouting in unison, free Palestine, free Palestine? And then when you blended into this image, you could have mixed in the chant of those 16, just like in the audio as a subtext, and it would match this chant perfectly. And then the pig American system Americans would be reading this as propaganda they can identify with. Signing over of the Jews. Interesting. Terrible propaganda. They also should have had English words at the bottom that says, this Hamas fighter, this Hamas freedom fighter has to wear a mask because Israel would target him and his entire family with AI for destruction if he didn't hide his identity. Like, bam. Let people know how fucked it is over there. Instead, they're making the same mistake Patriot Front does. Crazy. Look at it. Well, they look a lot happier than the astronauts returning from a moon mission. Terrible propaganda, bro. Whew. You know, I don't have to tell you, you really should have made a U.S. audience version of that. Wow, that's very frustrating. Oh, well, you know, we're rooting for Hamas, but boy, with propaganda like that, it doesn't look good. Wow. I understand shit is tight, but you got to understand the point. It's like they don't get it. How could you not get it? Unless you're able to appeal directly to the American people through propaganda on all of the socials, you can't really exploit fissures of disunity. It's a real shame. All right. Well, I don't know. It's kind of depressing seeing that, but, you know, I hope they negotiate well. Here we go. Alex Waslak straightening us out on this. He says the streetlights in the parking lot of one of the rest stops along the turnpike is nothing. But these purple LED lights, they're in buses. When they stop, the light gets so white. Oh, the light gets white so you can see. Then when the doors close, it begins to drive the lights. Oh, it begins to drive the lights change to purple. Oh, like black lights, but not that intense. You know, I don't understand. What is the point of the, why would they change these lights to purple? I guess that's what you're asking. Boy, that's fucking weird. I never shot a 5G tower with a 22 or one of those noisy windmills. There you go, Bushmaster. Exactly. I think he's winking, just so you know. I think that's a little winky, a little winkawoo right there. All right, Boiling Frog's going to rage. By the way, I'm trying to get Raging Dissident on. Yep. Hopefully that works. I'd like to have him and Based Maidens. That'd be great. That'd be my perfect Canadian duo. Ah, Bushmaster 6A with $5. Thanks, buddy. Bushmaster 6A says, if Huntress is in the show, you've got a good show, Mamma Mia. Actually, Huntress is over at White Pilled, so let me go ahead and give you this. Me, biddy boo. I'm going to give you the White Pilled link, and bam. That's how you go see Huntress. She's right there in the chat right now. All right. Oh, Anonymous Goy. Oh, that's the guy. He owns/runs White Pilled. Just tipped 500 bolts. I don't know what that means, but I feel good about it. I'm liking it. Good. I'll have to look that up, how that all works. Yeah. Oh, you know what? G-Man knows more about that. Yeah, I'll hit G-Man up. G-Man returns on the 27th, which happens to be a base Monday, so you'll be stuck with me again. But this time, G-Man will be there, so that's a good thing. Oh. Klaxon SS says, here's Biden talking to BB about carpet bombing. I think you meant to put a link, my man. But that works. That works, you know. We can picture it. I thought it said herpes Biden at first, which makes sense. We can call him herpes Biden. Why not? See, the Jews always do this. The Jews use Dresden as some kind of contra on making whites feel like, oh, it's okay to support Jews carpet bombing unarmed people. What? Jesus Christ. I thought that Jew was dumb. No, actually, no. I think the interviewer was trying to elicit a decent answer out of you, and you still couldn't take the bait. Wow. I don't know. I've heard the jokes people saying, like, oh, I'm going to miss this guy. I'm definitely not going to miss this guy. It's sort of tedious and frustrating. Yeah. Often they're not. So that's the point. Well, that's the thing. There's no innocent Palestinians, if you ask Jews. There you go. It repeats all over again. Didn't show or sound. What? Are you for real? God damn it. This fucking thing. All right. Hold on. I don't know why this is not just sharing tonight. It's doing the thing like, you know, like Warren Baylog went through.
Well, it's not playing. You there?
Yeah.
It's not playing.
It's not playing? I'm sorry.
No.
I didn't share the right screen. Jesus. Okay. I was watching it. I was enjoying it very much. There you go.
How can you?
I said, but BB, I said, you can't be carpet bombing these communities. And he said to me, well, you did it. you carpet bomb, not his exact words, but you carpet bomb Berlin, you dropped a nuclear weapon. Even if the bad guys are there, even if the bad guys are there, you can't take out 2, 10, 12, 1500 people, innocent people, in order to get the one bad guy. And I said, but BB.
Yeah, well, we see how that worked. And that's when I was saying, you've heard the joke people saying they're going to miss this guy. I don't know. I guess it's a joke. Maybe some people will miss this guy. I have no idea. Yep, yep, yep. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. So I gave you the link to White Pilled. You can join us at Entropy Live. We're also on Rumble. Let's go check the cheap seats over at Rumble. Here we go. Yep, yep, yep. Oh, FTJ's not working for you. I think it's fine for everyone else. Let me double check. Yeah, it works. So I think it might be your service buddy. I have that problem sometimes. I have shit internet on occasion. Yes, indeed. Oh, the link. I'm sorry. Someone here is asking for the link to the White Pill. Yeah, let me give that to you right now. That would be copy. And a paste. This is G-Man's backup. So I have a feeling this is going to work because G-Man says, oh, if FTJ ever gives people trouble, they go over to White Build. So there you go. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Emmett Garland. Oh, he liked the intro song. Yes. Yep. That was the inside joke about Daddy. There you go. Okay, we were living the dream. Josh Hu confirms it's working great, so there you go. I agree, it's working great. Yes. Okay. Okay. Let's go over to share yet another. Let's stop screen. And share yet another video file. Me, Billy B. Oh, we occasionally, of course, we watch the Manson stuff. As you know. Sort of in our James Mason vein of things. And people are passing this clip around from Squeaky Fromm. Or is it Sandra Good? I forget who this is. But either way, she's talking about... She's talking about California burning, so I think that's why people are passing it around. At least you can say about these girls, you know, I guess some of them were nuts or whatever, but at least you could say they believed in something. Like, this is a girl you could do something with. The girl obsessed with the latest lemon something. What are those ridiculous? The yoga. Well, I love the yoga pants, but I mean the name of it. I don't know. Girls interested in frivolities. There's not much you could do with them. But this woman you could do something with. You could do something
with her. Your own children will rise up and kill you. They see what you're doing to your world. They see that you lie. They see that you kill your own love every day, that you lock your love in prisons, that you lock your concern up, that you lock your truth up. Your truth is locked up. And now, you've judged yourselves once again. LA will burn to the ground. Los Angeles will burn to the ground. Your own children will rise up and kill you. I'm just going to watch you all judge yourselves. You all live with yourselves. You all know what you are. You all know money's your god. You all know you have no truth. Where's your love? What do you love, people? What do you love? Where's your faith? Where's your trust? Who do you look to? The CIA? The president? The FBI? Who are your leaders? Who tells you the truth? What do you do to your children? What do you do to your earth? Look at your earth. Look at your air. Look at your water. Look at your wildlife. Where's it all going?
Look at your feral niggers running your cities and then burning them. Look at your Jews destroying everyone's way of life.
Who cares? Your children do. And they see what you're doing.
Well, good for you. Yep, yep, yep. Yeah. Even back then, you see, no one could figure it out. Why is someone throwing away perfectly good white women like that? And Manson was running around sweeping these street urchins up and making them a part of his quote-unquote family. But again, you know, there's something wrong with a country that, you know, you're throwing away white girls like that way back then, too. So, yeah, we do it today also. You know, not much better. Again, if we were judged by some, you know, ever-loving God, all-powerful God, if we were judged just based on how we treat the least among us and pets and dogs and cats and other animals and then and this girl and the rest of the people that get thrown away, we wouldn't be here right now. We'd be fucking dead and gone. So, you know, we got to make changes. This is just a fact of the matter. So it's about reducing suffering by admittedly having to cause a little first. I don't think that's an unreasonable proposition. After all, the Jews are willing to blow up innocents for the purpose of what they consider their tikkun olam. Tikkun olam. There you go. Bushmaster 6A. I have no plans to blanket windmills and 5G towers. Just want to make that clear. Unless Davis has ScarJo kidnapped and strapped to the top of one of them, then I must rescue her. Yeah, that's good. That's good. No, I'm sure with her security, I'm not getting anywhere near ScarJo. Besides, I really only need the bottom half of ScarJo. I'm kidding. Sheesh. Some of those Manson girls were from rich families. No, goes to show. This is even crazier. Just when you think America couldn't get any crazier. Oh, no, no, no. You don't kill Dracula with a dagger to the heart. It's a wooden stake. I don't think the dagger would... Unless the dagger's made of silver. Isn't that the... I don't know. There's all these rules. You have to follow the rules. You can't kill them with garlic, but supposedly they would shun away from garlic. I don't know if that's true, obviously, to the extent we even believe vampires are real. I mean, Jews are real, so therefore vampires are real. But you know what I mean. You understand. Yes, truth to the Jew is like seeing a cross. Yeah, something like that. Although I think Jews are quite comfortable with the cross. That's just my opinion. No, I don't think bullets do it. I think you got a silver bullets maybe, you know. You could do that. That's my understanding. Again, this is the mythology or the lore. No one's suggesting there's actual vampires, but let's just put it this way, in a Joseph Campbell type way, a close metaphorical approximation of the vampire is definitely the Jew. Most definitely the Jew. Oh, I'm sure you've seen some of these. Oh, speaking of the Jew, here, let's go. This is an interesting exercise. So I'm going to play you Daniela Weiss addressing a crowd regarding Netanyahu and how this war's got to end, and so we got to occupy everything, everywhere, all the time. It's not time. This was only, this is the evening, I believe, of 119, so just a couple of days ago. And then I'll show you how this is hidden on YouTube, but available on TikTok.
Yes, Prime Minister Netanyahu, you're the head, indeed, you're the head. And it's up to you to change a terrible route that just started. You can stop it today. It's a danger. It leads to a horrible Saudi Arabia peace plan. No, no, no. We say no to all this distorted route.
Now, I have a question to ask you. A very thoughtful FTJer, I believe it was, unless it was someone else. Yeah, I can't find it now. But there was a mention of like, hey, don't hold it against the Hamas there for having, you know, poor propaganda strategies. You know, again, you can, I'm not really holding it against them, but you can understand why it's important to speak English, because the Jews' fulcrum of power is, let's face it, it's in America. America is the weapons platform. America is the weapons delivery system. America is the cash cow. America's full of all these schlubs working, toiling away, making sure they're a very effective and efficient life support system for the world's Jews. So why does this woman seem to know she has to speak English to say this? But Hamas does not. See my you see my concern. I'm not picking on Hamas, or I'm not saying they're not heroic and all of this. She seems to understand who the fuck she's talking to. That's my point. So look at her. We say no to all this distorted route. She wants a direct path. She wants to just like, let's go occupy Lebanon, fucking everywhere. She wants to occupy everywhere. The whole thing. Forget Gaza. She wants to go beyond Gaza. West Bank, right on out.
We want Am Israel in Eretz Israel, in the great Eretz Israel, and never submit to terror, and never, 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 never give any part of the living body of Eretz Israel to anybody. We will.
There you go. So she doesn't want not one Palestinian that's still alive anyway. Look at her. We're gonna settle Gaza. Here she is.
We'll settle Gaza. We will settle Lebanon. We will settle the entire promised land.
Oh yeah, Jews say from the river to the sea all the time. That's their promised land. And yet it's only controversial when garden hose armed teenagers on college campuses say river to the sea. Then you got to kick them out, blacklist them, ruin their lives. I'm still waiting for the garden hose armed campus leftist to Nazi pipeline thing, but that's not happened yet.
Len, thank you very much.
Okay, so here's this genocidal lunatic. Wow, Watermelon Collective. Well, thanks, TikTok. So it's on TikTok. Let's have a little fun here. Let's go over to the YouTube. I'm going to show you when you search Daniela Weiss, because adding things like Jerusalem or whatever, like messages like that, because that's where she is speaking, adding messages like that, not helpful, but present, share screen. But just putting her name, then going to filter, making sure it's this month, and look, you get 2 months ago, 7 months ago. Isn't that wild? Isn't that wild? It's hidden. It's hidden. This week, because it was only a couple of days ago. Nope. 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 Interesting. All right, let's do relevance. What if there's a relevance thing here? Like we got to go to filters and be like, oh, it's already sorted by relevance. All right, how about this year? Relevance. Upload date. Oh, look what we had to go through to find it. Wow. All right, we're going to dig on this.
Prime Minister Netanyahu, you are the head. Indeed, you are the head. And it's up to you.
What channel is this? Hold on a second. The War Journal. This should be better.
I address Prime Minister Netanyahu. You are the head. Indeed, you are the head. And it's up to you.
Look, this could be someone's grandmother, right? But in her black soul hides all this venom and genocidal hatred. So this is why we have to I don't even want to say the words out loud. Yeah, we're just going to have to get over it, like doing the difficult things. I don't know what to tell you. But really, if this lady were vaporized, the world, the universe literally begins to bend toward justice. And with every vaporization, the arc becomes more and more clear. So that's all. That's all I'm going to say. You understand what the fuck I'm saying. Daniela Weiss. Soma Coma saying, Yehoi Vey, is this Weiss? Yes, the settlement advocate. Yeah, she has a gypsy vibe, doesn't she? She's got a little bit of a gypsy vibe, but she's not going anywhere. Fuck gypsies. She's right there. Israel all the way. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So there you go. Low views. I don't know. Hopefully it's got a lot of views. Does this mean 43K videos? Does that mean views? I don't know anymore. Anyway, get that around. Get that around. How's that sound? Send this around. Let everyone see how psychotic they are. There you go. Fucking psychos. What else? Stop share. I don't feel like going back to Sam Hyde to see what he says about Vivek. He kind of said it already. Basically, like, yeah, I'm going to pretend to read your books and, you know, I'll pretend Indians are okay if that helps and whatever. It's sort of it's a been done thing, but by him, you know, this is a Sam Hyde thing, very creative, but still, I feel like I just know how the video is going to go. That's how I feel about it. I know how it's going to go. All right. We'll move that from studio. Video file. Oh, this was quite interesting. Also just a couple of days ago. You know, when Stu Peters does something decent, there's no reason to, you know, not address it. Just because some of what he says is a little questionable doesn't mean he can't do great work. And here he is doing some pretty great work. Here, let's observe.
So I've heard that anti-Semitism is on the rise on X and across various social media platforms.
You heard right, Stu. So finally some good news here. Right?
As a result of right-wing internet influencers propagating a conspiracy theory claiming that the American government is occupied and controlled by Israel. Is it really a conspiracy theory?
My name's Frankie Stocks. I'm a reporter with the Stu Peters Network. I would just love to ask you a quick question. I'm trying to ask every representative I can.
Go for it, Frankie.
That is, do you care more about the American people or Israel?
This is the fastest this fat ass has walked in about 5 years. Look at this.
Israel as a member of Congress.
I don't think they're mutually exclusive, Frankie.
Can you elaborate?
They're our best ally.
Are they?
Who do you care about more, the United States or Israel? United States or Israel?
This nigger's like, wait, is that a trick question? Hold on there a second. You're trying to trick me?
No, sir. No answer? Should we put you down for Israel? Who do you care about more, the American people or Israel? It's an easy one. American people or Israel? You don't got to fake a phone call. American people or Israel? Who do you care about more, the American people or Israel?
Yeah, so I'm a big fan of this Tom Stocks or whatever his name is. Claxton SS, where does Stu get all his money? Dude, I don't know. I really don't. And I've heard the same things you've heard. And I know that for a month and a half, he had some kind of Jew gold thing going, but you can't really condemn him for that. That's just advertising a company. He did sever that agreement as well. So, I mean, it didn't look good. But I don't know if that means that Stu Peters is like got an Alex Jones problem. You know, Alex Jones' whole fucking website, including the website that, you know, Jonesy sells shit on. So it's pretty much the Jews are in complete 100% control of the entirety of the Alex Jones show. Infowars.com, you know, the whole thing is able to be shut off by Jews. Like, what do you, yeah, of course, what do you think that puts, as far as priorities go, where do you think Alex Jones finds himself in the stack of prioritizing Israel over, I mean, what wouldn't he prioritize Israel over? And Jews, which is why, of course, Alex Jones has to do these creative things. Like, he's telling you, like, there's Muslims controlling Hollywood, fucking Chinese are running the Federal Reserve, whatever he's up to. You know, it's embarrassing. You got to, Alex Jones has to stop. He's really embarrassing himself. But, you know, so far, this is, we're going to take this piece of media for what it is. We have here an extant piece of media. It exists. I'm going to play it. But no, I don't know all about the Stu Peters thing. And I'm sure Stu Peters is, I'm sure he's got a history with some people we'd find unsavory. You know, you don't become that successful overnight. Just because you're Stu Peters, no offense, Stu Peters, but just because you're Stu Peters, that the world does not work this way. It doesn't work like that. It's not like, whoa, everyone step out of the way. I'm Stu Peters. Like, sure, he can be pretty cool, and he is an excellent presenter. He's quite passionate in his appearance. And so, sure, all good stuff. But I don't know. Yeah, I'm not making any final judgments on Stu Peters, but to be clear, this is a pretty cool piece of media.
The American people or Israel, sir? Who do you care about more, the American people or Israel? No answer?
I think that Israel is one of our strongest allies in a part of the world where people are trying to harm us, and I think they need our support.
So should the U.S. continue funding Israel, despite their links to the 9/11 or their attack on the USS Liberty? Who do you care about more, the United States or Israel?
You know what? That's kind of an odd question to ask.
Well, it's a question the American people have been asking a lot, because they're starting to wake up to how much AIPAC money's flowing into the coffers of Congress.
Well, if you watch what I've done for the years since I've been here, question about.
I can't hear what this guy's saying, but I'll tell you what, it's pretty neat to see the what was that elevator system? So he's holding his phone up. That was weird, wasn't it? Forget what he's saying. Just dig on that.
Despite their links to the 9...
It might be advantageous in the future to know, like, how that works.
9/11 or their attack on the USS Liberty? Who do you care about more, the United States or Israel?
You know what? That's kind of an odd question to ask.
Well, it's a question the American people have been asking a lot, because they're starting to wake up to how much AIPAC money's flowing into the coffers of Congress.
Well...
there you go. Okay, so this is wild. So if you get the representative's phone, you press the button and you hold the phone up, and then the doors will open.
If you watch what I've done for the years since I've been here, a question about do we have strong support for Israel, I think it would be hard to find something more positive about it than I have. So I'm amazed sometimes at where the American people are and how they think. It's like, this is so against everything I've heard. Libertarian people.
Ah, it's a security fob to use the elevator. There you go. Goose Steffenwolf will be, he's already a member of the resistance.
Well, we have American citizens who are about to freeze to death in Western North Carolina.
Yeah,
and we're sending,
we have a lot of things,
sending millions to Israel.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, no,
well, it is a comparison because the money's going out. It's all coming from the same people. It's coming from the taxpayers, sir. Who do you care about more, the American people or Israel? American people or Israel, sir? Sir, they're equal. Are you serving Israel or are you serving America?
I stand with Israel.
That's a wild answer. Now, it'd be better to give no answer than to say they're equal. That's kind of nuts. Very telling. Very telling. J. Ray, 1981. Earlier he said you can't deny Stu did something good. Stu's done a lot of things that are good. That's the other thing, is you can't deny that. That Magnus Hirschfeld work, sure, it's all been out there. It's all been done before, but... you must admit, he put it into a widely disseminated package, which, no, that wasn't my prison name. Jesus. So he put it together in this widely disseminated package that it was a pretty tight piece of media and really painted the picture well. And of course, you can see how Stu Peters has also been Candace Owens' NOG trainer. So he's been training her on it. You could tell that Stu Peters seeds some of his ideas out there in people like Candace Owens. So that's also good. Not that I'm a big fan, except of her mocking, you know, Shmooly Boutique and all of that. Jerry in 1981 did say, though, I know it's a PR stunt, but I'll give credit to Trump for letting out the J6ers. I did not think he would let them all out. I mean, neither did I, but did he let them all out? I'm not sure he let them all out. It would be just so Trump to let out, like, you know, a couple thousand of them and then leave some of the least popular convictions still in there. But I don't know. If he did, hey, if he did, that is a good sign. And then Jerry has the caveat, like, he still sucks Jewish cock. This is Trump, not Stu. I'm not saying Stu sucks Jew cock. We don't know that. I don't think that's true. There you go. Yeah, you should ask him, how did Building 7 come down? Exactly. Senator, how did Building 7 come down? That probably wouldn't go off very well. Actually, that would go off real shitty. Yeah, just stick to the Jew question. Just keep asking. Who do you support more, the American people or Israel? Yes, which is a trick question, and a trick answer can be provided, because he could say, oh, the American citizens, of course, when they're Jewish. That, you know, gimmick. Interesting.
Okay, so can you answer the original question? Who do you care about more, U.S. or Israel?
There's no variance. It's like you're asking, you know, do you love your wife more than your daughter?
Well,
Oh, gosh, I didn't mean to remove that. Sorry. Yeah, just
a question.
It is.
Do you love your wife?
No, actually, I can answer that. I definitely love my daughter more than my wife. And my wife would agree to that. Like, yeah, of course. So we've already had these conversations. Like, okay, if the house is on fire, if you don't go get the kids first, I'll never forgive you. So there you go. Right. We already got that answered. So terrible analogy there. Terrible analogy.
Well, and you said it's always a simple question.
It is.
Do you love your wife more than your daughter?
I love the United States more than I love Israel. It's a very simple question.
Great love, and you as a human being, you express that love, and you have core principles that drive you to your love for your wife and your love for you.
He's talking core principles. I can't wait to see that figure, that dollar amount. What dollar amount does it take to make this guy ramble on like this? I'm dying to know. I'm putting in my bet now. I bet you it's less than $100,000.
Your daughter. It's two different loves, but neither of them is greater than the other. You understand?
Who's the priority when you're casting a vote in Congress, America or Israel?
Dude, he comes cheap. $19,000. Way less than $100,000. It only took $19,000 to make this mammering retard just vomit up all that nonsense about loving on Israel. That's amazing. Guys, we can so do this. Are you telling me nationwide we would not be able to put a few tens of thousands together as scratch to go influence these shitbags? There we go. Yeah, I'd slap this traitor. Yeah. Actually, I'd like to slap him with an axe right at his neck. Oh, I'm just slapping you. Yeah. See, J-Ray gets it. He says, absolutely love my daughter more than my wife. Of course, it's not even a question. Yeah. I mean, you know, you love your wife, but it's not like, it's just different with your kids. It's different. It's like next level love. Like, if my wife's life was threatened, I would die for her, but I admit I might hesitate for a second just out of normal instincts, you know, for survival. But to protect the life of your children, zero hesitation. See, that's the difference. That's all I mean. Yeah, he could have been a TV evangelist. You're right. He could have done the whole shtick. He could have done the thing where he puts his hands on the foreheads and then they fall backwards and they're healed. Oh, man, he would have been. Clay Higgins, you'd be making a lot more than 19 grand from AIPAC.
Well, it's a very simple question. You're not answering it, Representative.
Who do you care about more, the American people or Israel? American people or Israel, sir? Who do you care about more, the American people or Israel? No answer?
Who do you care about more, the American people or Israel? American people or Israel, sir?
Who do you care about more, the American people or Israel?
Panetta? Is this related to the other Panetta? That'd be wild. I wonder, is it related to John Panetta? Probably.
My name's Frankie Stocks. Israel, sir.
Who do you care about more, the American people or Israel?
Here's why I say he's related to John Panetta. Because go ahead and take a look at how much he got. Whoa, almost 300 grand. So in other words, some other guy is getting 19 grand. Or sorry. Yeah, 19 grand. This guy's getting 300 grand.
No answer? Who do you care about more, the American people or Israel? Well, who do you care about more?
I like her act is even better, actually. Carol Miller, that's very smart. She looks directly at the camera and then speaks so softly no one can hear her. And then she gives the impression of responding. Interesting. That was a good tactic, actually. See, we're learning. We're picking up on these things.
No answer?
Oi.
Who do you care about more, the American people or Israel? Well, who do you care about more?
Yeah, so that was at the exact moment she decided to pick up on ASMR. There you go. Look at these two.
American people or Israel, sir? Who do you care about more, the American people or Israel? American people or Israel, sir? Is it so hard to say you care about the American people who you're here to serve? The American people believe that Israel holds disproportionate influence over our own government thanks to organizations like...
Look, it's like good comedy. Good comedy. It's only funny when it's true, right? It's only funny when it's true. Dig on this.
American people believe that Israel holds disproportionate influence over our own government thanks to organizations like AIPAC who are pumping millions of...
We got you, Dusty. We got you with the fucking... with the punchline. That's pretty great. Wow. J-Ray, 1981, when I saw that, I wasn't surprised, but at the same time, oh my God, how appalling Republicans are. It's just right in your face. They don't care anymore. It's time for the lamppost. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Tall lampposts and short ropes. What a bunch of fucking traitors. Klaxon SS. NNR, I like this kind of confrontation. Dude, indeed. And how could it even be considered a confrontation? That's the beauty of it. It's architected very well.
Dollars into American politics, promoting Israel first policy. So,
if you want to share misinformation, you're doing a great job.
It's not misinformation. We have the campaign finance report, sir.
Oh, see, it only takes 60 grand to have this guy. Every time he hears a truth about Jews and Israel, he just like, do you want to throw around your misinformation? Yeah, of course, Dusty Johnson said that. So now his pictures, pictures of him and that 9-year-old on Epstein Island, they don't come out. So it isn't just the 60 grand. I'm no fool. But still, those are some relatively inexpensive puppet strings on someone like a politician. Pretty good.
It's not misinformation. Do you care more about the American people or about Israel?
Where are you from?
The Stu Peters Network.
Where are you from?
The Stu Peters Show just released a film called Occupied on this very subject, which I highly recommend to look up. But can you answer the question, sir? Do you care more about the American people or about Israel?
I'm an American. I care more about the American.
You care more about the American people? Right, but should America...
Ah, he said, I'm an American. I care more about the American people. And then he was like, wait a second. About all people. About all people. about all. And by the way, don't say occupied. I released a film. Now you just, you took up like all your time advertising the fucking documentary. He should have said he's from Fox. That'd be good, actually. Yeah, that's not illegal to hold like a fake Fox microphone logo up or something, right? Or have a fake Fox badge. Oh, how did you get in there? Well, he uses press pass. Maybe there are rules about that. Maybe you can't say you're from a different press agency than the one you're from. I don't know. However, I wouldn't have said shit about all this. What he says, where are you from? I would have said, does where I'm from change your answer, sir? Do you support Americans or Jews in Israel? Oh, NNR tells you could get sued. That's true. Fox would sue you for saying you're from Fox. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true enough. Okay, we continue.
I highly recommend to look up. But can you answer the question, sir? Do you care more about the American people or about Israel?
I'm an American. I care more about the American.
You care more about the American people?
No.
Right, but should Americans take priority over Israel? We know AIPAC's pumping hundreds of thousands of dollars into congressional candidates. They're obviously getting some sway there. Should AIPAC register as a foreign agent?
Good question.
Don't they already? No. Yes, sir.
Are you one of those? Are you recording?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Stu Peters Network, Frankie Stocks. We're asking the questions that the American people want answered by their representatives.
I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Make an appointment,
can't you? Wow. Okay. That's okay.
Congressman, quick second. I'm Frankie Stocks with the Stu Peters Network, trying to ask all members I can this question. Very simple. Who do you care?
Sir, I have the male wig you've ordered. Look at this dude's head. God. Yes, sir. We have the horsehair wig you've ordered. Jesus.
Care about more, the American people or Israel?
American people.
You are the first to have given me that answer, sir. Thank you. Yep.
Only one. Only one. And it's a dude with like the, yeah, with like Pixar hair. It looked AI. His hair's a put on. The one with cotton candy hair. Only on three quarters of his head. He had the right answer. That's wild. That is wild. That's fucking wild. Okay, someone sent, I made reference to these faith healing lunatics. And someone has sent a link. Let's go check it out. This is, you want to see, talk about a put on. You just wait. Just wait. Okay, let's remove. Remove from studio. Share screen. Past your speech. We're going to get to it. Here it is.
Round one, fight. Sin. Shoryuken.
This is great. Oh, I go way back with this stuff. Oh, man. Young Davis was obsessively recording these guys. I have old VHS tapes full of these characters. I mean, I could get a bowl of popcorn and I'd watch my VHS tapes of these cats. Benny Hinn. Doing this thing where he puts his hands on you and your faith healed. He always pushed him back by the forehead. That worked as well, yeah.
You win!
Well, actually, no one wins in that scenario, actually. No one wins. I like that idea. Goose Steppenwolf. Hi, I'm from Shabos TV. They might answer honestly then. They might think, oh, that sounds like a Jewy word. Mm. Yeah, dude, Dan Simmons, people actually believe this shit. I know. That's why years ago, God, this is going back how long now? What is this shit? Like 30 years old. Yes. Benny Hinn. There were others who were also, maybe you've heard of the farting preacher. You ever see that video? That was a big put on. Let's see if that's around, actually. Someone had done some editing just like, oh, yeah, here it is. Oh, yeah. I've done some post-production.
Amazing when the Lord speaks to me.
Call me right now. 620-6200. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's get the vows and all the prayer requests here. What time do we have? Two will see the glory of God. Hallelujah.
And my word will not return void, and it will go to that which it was sent. And it will prosper. And now listen to this. You go a little further. You get the one, God's for you. You get, he's with you. And then the last biggie, God's in you. Man. But learning how to release your faith. I just heard the Lord say, it is a spirit.
And bread for eating will also provide and multiply. Ooh, that's the opening of the windows of heaven.
And he was eating steak and having water from the brook and bread, fresh cooked. I can smell that bread right now. Hallelujah. I can smell that bread right now. Hallelujah. God's cooking something up for you. Hallelujah. I am smelling fresh bread. God's cooking the ovens of heaven.
Oh.
Heaven's bakery.
Oh, the ovens of heaven. Yeah, well, there was a nice bakery called Auschwitz. That's the joke, you know.
Is cooking something up for you. God. This is the way the gifts of the Spirit operate through me. God's cooking something up for you. He's cooking something up for me. We worship you, Lord. I hear it, Jesus. I see it. I smell it. He is preparing for you as we even speak. I smell heaven's bakery cooking up something good for you, sister. Father.
Wow.
I've never smelt the bread of heaven before. I don't want to miss this. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Richard said, I can just get your mouth open. Just like that. I've had about three or four of those in the last month. Just one right after the next. I'm not talking about figuring it out with your brains. I'm talking about trusting your heart.
The power of the Holy Ghost. That's where it's at. Hallelujah. The first thing that happens, oh, that's it.
Woo! That's just doing what you say you'll do.
Hallelujah. The first thing that happens, that's it.
Yeah, see that? Wow, that's been in some of the music I played you.
That's just doing what you say you'll do to get God to do what he said he would do.
Well, so you have to get God to do what he said he was going to do. I see. You have to get God to do what he's going to do. Okay, I guess, you know, what do you want me to tell you? Wow. I can post pics in white pilled after you give me my pills. I get three. Oh, wait a second. Let me go over to white pilled real quick. How do I do that? I'd love to give you pills. Oh, there's no dots like in everywhere else. Anyone know how to do that? I'd love to know how to do that. But I do not. Wait, where the hell'd she go? Now she's not there. What? Okay, I don't know. I do not know. Ah. Might visit this one next. Oh my God! Josh, who added his own farting preacher thing? Isn't that wild? Isn't that wild? Okay, well, we're going to go back to the farting preacher. A little more magic yet.
I'm just wild enough to do what God said. That's why results happen.
For I have seen all that Laban's... I've seen what Laban's done unto me. The force, the spiritual force of the spiritual power.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. If God's got to send a bird, he'll send a bird. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
In faith, breaking through.
And God sent that man that day to open up those heavens. Shoot, hallelujah. And I'm hearing the word break through something. Getting through something, breaking through something. A breakthrough, a breakthrough, a breakthrough, a breakthrough, a breakthrough, a breakthrough. I'm hearing it loud. A breakthrough. A breakthrough, a breakthrough, breaking through. A breakthrough. Breaking through. Here's the second part of it.
All right, it is funny. It is fucking funny. Is it not? All right. I think I did what I'm supposed to, but I don't see anything about pills. So I'll show you here. I go here. I go find Huntress. I've made her a mod, and I made her a VIP. But that's all I know. I don't see any way to do anything else. Yeah, click on username. Well, I did. Huntress is now a moderator. Let me do the same here. Wabam. Mod. VIP. Okay. Yeah, I don't know if that helps you put pictures in there or not, but I hope it does. Oh, I see. Okay. Well, we'll figure this out. We'll figure it out. Let me show you what Josh Who sent real quick, because there's only so much of this we can take. Well, bam. Fart,
fart, harder, harder, harder.
In the Lord, good. Oh, the Lord is so good. Wasn't it something how that just as I came on the air, this star just bellowing and boiling out of me?
Yeah, you say that again. My God, this is the proper way to treat the preacher, though. You know, these televangelist types. I mean, boy, oh, boy. So you're going to give him money at that call-in center, and then he's going to read your prayer out loud. And I'm not getting it. What's the idea here? So if more people hear your prayers, I guess they pray for you? Is this it? So maybe, like, if tens of thousands of people are praying for you, is that then I guess what, your dream comes true or something? I don't get how it even works. I'm totally confused. Yeah, it looks like Joel Osteen a bit. They all come out of a mold, except Benny Hinn. Benny Hinn's a bit of a surprise. He's an outlier. It is strange to have Benny Hinn doing what he does. And dig this. TikTok is in the process of being edited. I don't know what the word is. So, Always Honest sends me a Lee Stefanik TikTok, and this is what's shown. So that could just be someone remove their video, I suppose, right? And then other links work. Like, here's the link for, like I said, this here. It's even the same PIX thing. There you go. And then on the side is nonsense. You know, what are you going to do? Back to it. Remove. There you go. Speaking of Huntress. Okay. Wow, she's being naughty. Being very naughty. Get your Davis time. Mm-hmm. Over at FTJ. Oh, I got to add to stage. There it is. Over at FTJ. Oh, bam. Yeah, Benny Hinn is a skinny John Lovitch. But funnier.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. His name is Robert Tilton. Wow, that's funny. See, Josh, who knew this guy? This guy's a meme. The farting preacher. Isn't that wild? Tell you what, it's crazy out there. It's sick out there and getting sicker. It's fucking nuts. Let's go.
First things I learned was that when I was born, there was no Israel. So where did this come from? Well, what I discovered was that there was a movement that began over a century ago and began operating in Europe and in the United States. It was and is a political movement that has profoundly and negatively impacted our country. It has tragically impacted the Middle East, and it has dangerously impacted the entire world. And yet, most of us, I think, have never heard of it and could certainly not define it. It's political Zionism. This was a movement to create a Jewish state in Palestine. It began in the late 1800s.
Wow, there you go. And here's one that Serbian Bull forwarded me. Now, she makes mention, I don't know who this individual is, but she's some kind of famous content producer or something like that. Her name is Soupy. And essentially what you can take away from this is, you know, the kids are not happy. Well, I don't even think Gen X is happy. No one's happy. Let's put it that way. No one's happy. So, you know, don't be frightened away by her her mention of fascist countries. And, you know, sometimes these kids, they don't really understand the distinction between totalitarianism and fascism. So I think she can be forgiven, but let's go. Soupy goes viral.
Countries.
What? Oh, they got to answer stage.
Fascist countries ban apps. Fascist countries ban websites. Fascist countries ban apps and websites under the guise of threats to national security, when every other country knows it's about suppressing the free speech of its citizens. If the government believes that a single app could, quote from the hearing on the 10th, skew the perspective of American citizens to be anti-American, maybe the real problem is that American citizens are already in such a state of political unrest and unhappiness that our government is scared a single foreign influence could tip the scale and have it all be over. Don't you think that by taking away the, and I quote, key communications channel of Americans, it's going to make those 170 million Americans a little more anti-American? Maybe Congress knows and understands that. Maybe the government knows that the backlash it will receive from banning TikTok does not outweigh the threats that come with its existence.
Yeah, like I said, that's why I was hoping they would ban it. Just go ban it. I want all of the hate from these kids who love they TikTok.
Not in a matter of national security, but in a matter of being the most popular news and media outlet that the government cannot control. Like,
oh, and the number one place to find all your cat videos, as well as like inappropriate breastfeeding, naked girls in pools, all kinds of shit is on TikTok. It's wild out there.
American-owned broadcasting networks and publications. Maybe if this was actually a national security concern, the government would be banning all Chinese-developed apps like Shein and Temu that collect the exact same amount of data as TikTok.
Yeah, but they don't proliferate videos that tell the truth about Jews. So, like, that's not going to happen, Soupy.
Because maybe it knows TikTok is something special. You can't politically organize on Temu. If TikTok goes dark, the government deliberately and knowingly took away your free speech. Do not accept national security for an answer ever.
Right. I got to say, I'll turn her down a bit. I get it. Fox Die was like, aw. You know, I get the joke. Oh, I want one. But I don't know. Yeah, she does seem like a perfectly lovely kid. But honestly, the way she speaks, like that Jodie Foster way of talking, is driving me nuts. It's driving me crazy. It's driving me nuts.
Fascist countries Look at this. Ban apps and websites under the guise.
You know what's happening? As she speaks, all I can do is stare at her mouth. So it's like driving me nuts. It's a tick of mine. Yeah. Yeah, she's a bit of an adult, but you know what? Hey, you can do something with this girl. Whoever's lucky enough to end up with this girl, she believes in something, unless this is performative. I don't know. But, you know, at least she seems fired up about something. That's all. That's all. At the stage, all right. And I think everyone's probably seen this. I don't know if you have or haven't. Oh, boy. Fauci. So, of course, he was pardoned, so it's all water under the bridge now. Ah, Fox Die says she wants likes. Yeah, well, she better keep doing the performance thing because she's, you know, there's nothing wrong with her. It's just, let's just say on TikTok, there's no end of beautiful women. So, you know, good luck. Oh, Insta. Find her TikTok. Hint, hint, hint. There you go. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Fauci, POS. Oh.
I recommend locking anything down. And the record will show, Neil, that we didn't recommend shutting everything down.
I recommended to the president that we shut the country down. And that was a very difficult decision. Because I knew it would have serious economic consequences, which it did.
Right. It's the same one. Let me see.
I didn't recommend locking anything.
Oh, yeah. Same one, different source. Yep. And look who's over there. Bhatia Sangar Ungar, whatever her name is, the one who wears the Jew star all the time. Interesting. Interesting. July 22, this Jew broad's been at it. Wild. Wild. All right, well, with that in mind, sheesh. I believe we got to all the video bits. How about, yeah, we hit the news block. We'll do some audio here. And just so you know, in case you wanted to still go to Money Tree Publishing, you know, you can do that. If you put in code RPR, you save 10%. And then also, same code, RPR, over here at Aquarius Fabrication LLC. So this is an R guy. You see that Sonnen rug right there. Pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. He's the guy with the hangers, too, by the way. Here, I'm going to do this for us right now, actually. Me, Billy Boo. Oh, here it is. Bam. Browse. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be adding some photos in uno momento. I think. Hold on. Sheesh. Minimize. Oh, I know where it is. All right. Yeah, it ain't easy running the whole deal yourself, but it's got to be done. So here we go. I know where to find it now. Mew, billy mew. Here it is. Sponsors. Okay, here we go. All right, not really a sponsor. I just have an agreement with this guy that he saves you 10%, and then in turn, I get sent little oodles. All right, here's our guy. If you're over at FTJ, you've already seen what I'm about to show you. Here he is. Well, bam. So there's our guy. And there's that. There's the cat he adopted. His little shopmate. Well, bam. Here they are in all their glory. Now, they're not on the website yet, but he will, in fact, do business with you, simply use the contact form on the website I showed you right here. Contact, boom, you hit that and you're good to go. See that? So if you ask about the hangers there, give you pricing and stuff like that, that's a good deal. And let me show you one you haven't seen. Okay, he'll make a custom length shower rod with a gas fitting. That's pretty awesome. So call this the gas head shower rod. The water travels through the shower rod. You can have two shower heads, one a shower head, one a gas head that shoots water. Anyway, you give him the dimensions and he fabricates this for you. As you can see, it's a beautiful stainless polished up. And that looks like some real good, look at that. That is some quality work on the welds there. Steady hands, steady hands. Nice. Oh, there it is. Hang your Hugo Boss coat on one of these bad boys. Yes, Serbian Bull trying to ruin the party. It's not a gas fitting. It's a nipple fitting. Well, it's called marketing, Serbian Bull. You're going to sell you're gonna sell a custom shower rod to neo-Nazis. Are you going to call it a nipple fitting? If you're selling the Davis Lerman, you call it a nipple fitting. That's pretty wild. Anyway, I get what you're saying. All right, here we go. Fine. Get your nipple fitting rod. Now, wait a second. Now you've got me saying nipple and rod in the same sentence. Come on. God. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Sir Rebel, you said nipple. Oh, sorry, it's Klaxon. Yeah, I've actually said nipple and rod in the same sentence. Oh, boy. AIS is getting a boner right now. You know, he's thinking of Dave Gahari's nipples. Those guys want to see Gahari's nipples in a big way. They can't wait. They keep asking, Dave, show us your nipples. It's wild. It's wild. Okay. Now we know. Now we know. Code RPR everywhere you go. Oh, and within the week, we should have a code so you can get a discount over at Antelope Hill. Yeah. Yep. A lot of good books. Those are also our guys' guys. And yeah, we'll be getting it done. Getting it done. We're removed from studio, so there's no future confusion about what gets added to the screen. Very good. Oh, I was saying. Right. Let's play the news. Oh, cancer's on the rise. What?
To the index of other news, a new report by the American Cancer Society tonight finding certain cancers on the rise among women and younger adults, including breast, thyroid, and colorectal cancers. For the first time, cancer diagnoses in women ages 50 to 64 have now surpassed men.
Oh, wait. Last week you said it was cancer by way of alcohol, and it was affecting 45-year-olds. That's pretty weird.
New concerns tonight about the bird flu. The virus now detected.
Be afraid. Be very afraid. It's coming. It's coming. Get your vax. Don't worry. They have a vax. We're all very lucky. They have a bird flu vax. You know, if something goes wrong, you can't really sue anybody, but you do have this vax. Get in line. Get in line. MK Ultra.
At a commercial poultry facility in Georgia, poultry activities suspended in the state now, and nearby facilities under quarantine along with...
Ooh, doubling the price on meats. Winning, winning. Red dye number three. Defeated. Winning, winning.
Surveillance and testing. Authorities calling it a serious threat to the agriculture industry, but reassuring the public that the products on store shelves are safe. Here's ABC's Rena Roy.
Tonight, health authorities in Georgia on high alert after confirming the state's first commercial case of bird flu at a...
There you go. It's all coming down now. All right, you heard about the SpaceX rocket, okay.
Tonight, these spectacular images of debris ablaze in the sky above the Caribbean, the SpaceX Starship breaking apart and crashing back down to Earth. The FAA now requiring SpaceX launch an investigation into the mid-flight failure.
Okay, well, maybe it's like Boeing. Maybe Elon Musk has hired one too many of his own Pajits over there. That could be it. That could be it. Yeah. Okay, you've heard how it's the hottest year on record, but...
We begin with this morning's top story. Dangerously low, life-threatening temperatures sweeping across the country.
Oh, low, not high. Okay. Well, I'm just trying to keep it all straight. It's kind of... It's tough sometimes. It's a lot for one person, you know, each of us out there. We hear confounding news stories. We hear, well, frankly, we hear a whole lot that doesn't make sense. We hear things that don't reflect the reality we live in every day. And, I think it's intended to be crazy making. It's meant to drive you nuts. In a case none of that convinced you, by the way, we're all going to die. It's climate change, and there's no place that is safe from climate change. Dun, dun, dun.
The monster that roared through L.A. County last week is still alive. But firefighters seem to have it cornered. People have started returning to their homes, or what's left of them. And insurance, if they had it, is a whole other battle.
And the focus now is turning from what happened to why it happened and what in the world is next. This disaster is as bad as just about anybody here can remember. But is it really just the new normal?
Nature is telling us, I can't take this anymore. I cannot support you if you keep treating me this way.
Okay, so this is the story now. So nature is telling you, it isn't that low IQ Nog lesbians mismanaged an intricately balanced water system. It's not that. No. It's listen, nature's telling you it can't take much more. Okay. All right.
And Valiant says the cause is something science has been telling us for decades. The CO2 that our combustion engines keep pumping into the atmosphere.
Bam! CO2. See, so what we have to do is you have to monetize every molecule, and then we'll get the balance just right. And the balance just right means, you know, we bring you on down to a third world living standard. And then we have less CO2 to worry about. That's all. Yeah. We have a little dog on our, we have a little, like a dog sweater. That helps. I see Fox Dio talking about the dog didn't want to go out. Yes, MFC NorCal knows, right. Yeah, this is the CO2 goblins. The CO2 goblins are at it again. They're at it again. Winning, CO2 goblins, monetized molecules, winning, red dye number 3, winning, Jews as a special minority receiving special business considerations, winning. We're so winning. You know, I feel like we're back, you know? Has anyone figured out, is it all of the J6ers or not? Something tells me it's not all of them. This would be very un-Trumpian if he actually had them all released. Because Donald Trump is the guy that always leaves himself an out. I don't see it, but listen, I might be losing clout tonight if you go look it up. And hey, maybe I'm wrong. I just don't. I just don't see it. I think he played the game. But hey, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Right.
Sorry, my voice is very raspy.
Tell you what. All right. So, let's remind everyone that they can help out.
Fuck you. Pay me.
Wow. Okay. Well, I think this kid's got more to say. We'll let him talk.
Give fuck him you. Pay me. Fuck 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 you. Pay me.
MK Ultra. MK Ultra. Right, yeah. All right, there you go. MK Ultra, MK Ultra. Red dye number 3. Fuck you, pay me. Red dye. Okay. All right, back to Huntress. It's much nicer to look at. Oh, where were we? Wow. I'm tired today. I'm willing to admit that. Tired.
Now I lost my train of thought.
Me too. But actually, now we just found the train of thought. Here we were. Of course, now, conclusion, there's no place safe from climate change. So there's that. 20th Amendment.
Daniel, any idea why President Biden's been in office for almost 4 years? Just stays short of it. Why did he wait so long?
That is a great question.
There you go. So now they're all wondering why, when it comes to the 20th Amendment and everything else. Why does everyone wait to the last minute? Oh, because you live in a fake and gay democracy. And on the way out the door, they just drop a few bombs. That's how that works. And this is where they collect the cash, too. This is an essential phase of the exit from presidency, because now you're like, well, I got to collect them dollars. And so, you know, this guy's giving me $1.2 million to commute the sentence of so-and-so. You know, what am I going to do, leave that money sitting on the table? What, are you crazy? So that's why they're doing what they do. And, of course, there's Jewish power, overt Jewish power. When the Jews get what they want, you might have to look like the shit you are on the way out the door, because, you know, the Jews got to get what they want. That's all. Okay. You want to hear some of the fire department comms, the communications? Here we go.
By Tuesday evening, the communications show conditions were getting increasingly dangerous.
Yeah, Operation Telco, we're going to be grounding all aircraft. Based on the wind conditions right now, we're ineffective, and we're not going to compromise safety. So all rotor.
Oh, yeah, I think this is, right, this is obviously air traffic control. Maybe this is the third one, might be fire department. Let's listen.
Aircraft are going to go back to Manhattan. You have no aircraft on.
And by 2 a.m. the next morning, first responders were organizing rescues.
Yeah, we've done an ALS transport of a chest pain, possible CO poisoning of a firefighter. We're getting a report of a patient needs to be evac'd on a ventilator, and they've lost power.
But a few minutes later, the radio communications again turned to the water problem.
We've lost most of the hydrogen pressure in Zulu.
By the time the firefighter issued that update from a section of the Palisades fire, other parts of L.A. had already started burning.
We are now on scene of a structure fire on Altadena.
The Eaton fire near Altadena had started Tuesday evening at the base of the Angeles National Forest. That's about an hour's drive northeast of Palisades. Just after midnight, in the early morning on Wednesday, the water appeared to be running out there, too.
Truck 82, we have multiple fire alarms and bushfires.
At L.A., we do not have water.
And by 6 a.m., firefighters near the Altadena neighborhood were mentioning problems with hydrants.
We're having some water supply issues. Some of the hydrants are going dry.
The communications indicate this came as a surprise to the first responders.
Were you having any issues like that before?
No, negative. I haven't heard of anyone having issues with the hydrants. Let me check and see if they can boost the pumps, or it could be the tanks are getting low.
And just past midday on Wednesday, a firefighter made a dire announcement.
Hey, I see operations just further. We're up at Lake in Altadena, and all the hydrants up here are dead. We're working on trying to find water for them.
Oh, there you go. That's file one. These are pretty neat compilations here.
NPR's investigations team downloaded more than 2,000 hours of communications between first responders.
Wow, NPR does something useful. This is actually like big news headline.
And that audio shows how crews trying to control the fires ran into a huge problem with the water supply. Here's more on that from NPR's Kiara Eisner.
Just 8 hours after the first responders saw that brush fire, a firefighter sent out an urgent message on the radio.
If you can get a hold of any sort of public works or DWP, our folks are starting to report that they're running out of water in the hydrant systems.
The dispatcher jumped in to say people were trying to fix the problem.
Copy that. It's being worked on.
6 minutes later, a firefighter suggested sending a truck that transports water, called a tender, to the scene.
With us losing our water up here, Is there any way we can get a bunch of water retainers through the city and we can keg them up at least in the safe area up in the Palisades, and we can set up a portable hydrant system so our folks can have a shorter turnaround time?
But reaching the fire was not easy. As fire trucks and tenders tried to rush there, they had to fight through crazy traffic.
You've got gridlock on Palisades Drive.
Crazy traffic. I swear they're hiring. Who are they hiring? Millennials over here.
Reaching the fire was not easy. As fire trucks and tenders tried to rush there, they had to fight through crazy traffic.
You've got gridlock on Palisades Drive. People are driving down both sides.
And the fire itself kept moving.
With the wind that we're experiencing up here, and I'm looking across canyon, that's where it looks like it's headed.
Nearby, a super scooper was providing support from the air. That's a plane that scoops up water from lakes or other reservoirs to dump on fires.
LA County, Quebec 2, flight of 2 super scoopers just leaving the fire scene at this time. Or show advance in about 3 minutes.
NPR journalists transcribed and analyzed communications from 13 audio feeds streaming LA City and County first responder channels. The feeds were downloaded from Broadcastify.com, a live audio streaming platform.
Broadcastify.com. Interesting. All right. Well, actually, the interns over at NPR likely did that, so maybe we shouldn't be giving them credit. Pretty wild. Here's the last batch.
California Governor Gavin Newsom ordered an investigation last week into how the fire hydrants lost pressure and how they stopped providing water.
He's looking into it, yeah.
City officials say the system was never designed for large wildfires like Palisades or Eaton.
Well, that's weird because you're in you're in a place where these large-scale fires happen. Like, why? I don't understand why that would be.
It was designed for house fires or urban fires.
Oh, and then also, a lot of people in California, they're in the position of only being able to buy insurance from the state, or at least whoever the state's directed them to arrange insurance coverage with. And that's because, obviously, it's high risk such that it wouldn't be covered by ordinary insurance providers. Well, here's the thing. Dig this. They had an account full of 1% of what would be needed to cover in the event of a wild raging forest fire. Like, what? 1%? Why'd you even bother? I guess because so you could just say we have an account to pay for damaged homes, but. Yeah, I don't know. Again, tall lampposts, short ropes. This is like if you had a poor steward of the public trust, like that's one thing. This shit, it just kind of seems malicious. This is beyond a poor steward. It's not just that you're dumb or you're black or you're a subversive commie or something. This is like, man, it is the perfect storm of malicious intent for the people that live there. I wonder, there must be a lot of white people there, right? Obviously, otherwise it wouldn't be this level of hate, this level of vicious mendacity spilled out all over this area.
But in a letter the governor wrote to the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power, one of the utilities in charge, Newsom demanded answers. On the radio channel, a first responder also thought about reaching out to the water company.
Just checking to see if we have a representative from the water department so we can maybe work on our water supply issues.
But in the meantime, there was only one thing they could do.
Pick your best targets of opportunity the best you can. We're having real problems with water. No water at all. So do your best.
Reva Duncan is a former fire chief with the U.S. Forest Service. She says that sort of response is often the only option.
When they run out of water and...
Oh, yeah, it's called triage. Yeah, we get that. We get that. But but you shouldn't be running out of water. Like, triage in a hospital, that's different. It's people dying, and you treat the ones that have the best hope of survival. This is not at all like triage. This is like, why isn't there fucking water coming out of the fire hose? So very different, very different. Let's see. We'll see if we stick with this. Should we bother?
The deadly fires in Los Angeles are far from over despite improving conditions.
Oh, well, that's an old one. Yeah, that's an old one.
A oldie but a goodie. Okay, free speech in the UK, shall we? Let's do it.
Britain will enact free speech legislation for universities amid mounting calls from leading academics.
Great. So we'll see if that spreads from universities to elsewhere. Who knows? It may not. It likely won't. But hey, we're allowed to be optimistic, even though it might be a little bit unrealistic. Feeble old man joins the FTJ, saying the fire prevention system was not designed for shit they get every year. Huh. So I guess, yeah, maybe you're making the argument for the fact that the fire prevention system was designed for a lower capacity. Maybe that is the problem. Maybe the population becomes so numerous and then the old fire prevention system you had is no longer compatible with the need that you'd find given a huge fire. Yeah, I don't know. I guess that could make sense, but this is the kind of thing you should keep up with. But, you know, a first world society would just keep up with all that. You know? I don't think I'm suggesting too much to believe that that's within our ability. Then I heard the aluminum they're dumping for gay climate changing. Nano aluminum is an ingredient in thermite. Yeah, I heard that too, actually, but I don't know what to make of that. Aluminum is an ingredient in a lot of things. I think aluminum might be an inert chemical component in thermite, so I wouldn't get too worried. Yes. Old thermite. I'm a fighter. I'm a Navy SEAL. Remember that, jackass? Oh, yeah, see, that was designed for white people, and then you got a whole bunch of nonsense in there. Klaxon SS thinking forward, saying we're going to have some good content from J6ers. Good point, but no one's done it for me, huh? No one's going to look that up for me. Yeah, stay warm too, Pavlov Puppy. What's up, buddy? No one's going to look that up for me. All right, well, first, J-Ray, thank you for donoing. Our only Odyssey dono. Let's do this, though. Someone look up if that's all the J6ers or just some of the J6ers. Right? Don't worry about it, feeble old man. We take it as it comes. Yep. Okay, I'm going to keep doing Z News, and if you don't have something I should be looking into about J6ers, I'm just going to assume it's all the J6ers. Hello, We Knows. What's up, We Knows? I'm just going to assume it's all the J6ers, unless someone tells me different. I'm going to get on the Fetzer plan. I'm just going to assume the best about Trump. Oh, sure. That'll work out great. It's going to work out really great. Assuming the best about Trump. What could go wrong?
To speak that word, to release that, to loose you. I am releasing it.
Whoa.
And I'll tell you something. You gotta press through that, and it just plowed right through. I just pushed Winston and Cynthia out there a little further. It's decreeing faith, violent faith, force of faith, faith that takes it.
Wow.
That's what I'm doing, what we're doing in this ministry. We're reaching out there, and we're opening our mouth wide. God, I thank you now for this new move. I'm hearing something really powerful for someone. You either go over them, around them, or through them.
Through them.
But you can get... Hold it. I'm sorry. God wouldn't steer you wrong. God will tell you how to make it in the midst of when you're not making it.
There you go. Exactly. Too much. That's high. That's next level comedy. Oh, yeah. I almost wish there was a way to just like stick a VHS cassette in and have that play to you guys. because I can't imagine the time it would take me to go through my VHS tapes and convert it to digital and then go through all that. But boy, the things I've got. I mean, besides the preachers and all that stuff. Yeah. Young Davis was running with a couple of guys, called themselves Sib Mac, on Long Island. And this is next level. This is next level. So well beyond just phone pranks. In addition to trading funny video cassettes, we would go somewhere in public and take Epicac, which makes you vomit. So there you go. See, it's like performance art pranks. Oh no. It's hard to admit to. But God, it would be glorious to play some of that stuff. But I'm not going to go like transferring it and then playing it. Wild stuff, wild stuff. Oh, we crashed a concert in, like a little indie concert. My brother-in-law and I, we crashed this concert, which was like a Kurt Cobain memorial, okay? So we go to this thing in Connecticut, and there's like all the Save the Whale stickers on the car. So we're like, okay, we're in the right place. And I go in there and I do a lounge version of Teen Spirit, singing as badly as I could possibly sing. And I thought to myself, you know what? I think Kurt Cobain would like this a lot. But no one else did. So I was practically hung trying to get out of there alive. I went and I insulted their Christ Cobain, their Jesus figure. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, Davis. There is something wrong with you. There you go. Okay, I'm told in the Odyssey chat. Only 1,500 pardoned. Oh, boy. Okay, well, that's not all of them now, is it? Why only 1,500? I guess he doesn't give an excuse. He just, Trump takes the win. That's what he does, see? He'll tell you, I've released the J6ers. That's what Trump's going to say now. And while technically true, no one's going to ask him, what about the rest of the J6ers? Like, why would you, I don't understand, why are you releasing some? I don't know if anyone will even ask that, to be honest. Yep, so here we are. Yeah, this is your fake and gay democracy, quote-unquote democracy. Right? All right, white pill. Let's go over there. Me. Okay. I'm trying to figure it out. I don't get it, though. Odyssey pooped out, desynced my account. That's why Fox dies over here. Dude, Odyssey's been like potato Odyssey. I don't know why. Odyssey at home. Don't know why. They're getting fucked with. Unit 8200 is doing the bidding of Brown Tumor. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? Oh, God. Oh, that's funny. Dan Zimmer says, probably only pardon the black and LGBTQ J6ers. We Know says, I swallowed an entire thermometer of mercury when I was little. Oh, my God. The hospital gave me so much meds to make me puke, I can still taste it. Yeah, that's that Epicac syrup. So, again, I know that trick and I know that feeling. I would do it again. If I knew I could meet Smooley Boutique in person, I would go eat 4 burritos and drink a pot of coffee. And then I would have a little vial of Epicac. And when I'd meet Smooley and begin my interrogation, I would just sort of take a swig from the vial, give it a minute, and then Shmooley would be covered in vomit, which I'm sure is not illegal. It's like, hey, I got sick. So, you know, it still could be done, you know, for a good reason, not just bothering the local McDonald's, eating their McRibs and then vomiting up their McRibs. Oh, God. God. God, there really is something wrong with me. Wow. I met a great girl doing that, actually. That was a lot of fun. Oh, here's Smiles in Court. What, nobody going to ask? Why didn't Trump pardon them all prior to January 19th while he was president? That's true, Smiles in Court. That's actually the salient question. Like, hey, you already could have done this. Why are you acting like a hero now for letting out some of them? Right? It's always the same. It's always like this, isn't it? It's always like this. Democracy is literally the worst possible form of government that could ever exist. And therefore it does, because you're dealing with Jews. Fucking Jews. All right, let's see if we can't refresh. Here we go. Pre-charged presidential pardons are a thing. He's no hero. Yes, true enough. Why did I have Mr. Nobody open? Interesting. Let me go over here. Uh-oh, everything's refreshing here. What the hell's happened? Eva Vlandingenbroek. Here we go. Look at this. So pregnancy has changed her features a bit, but she's still a really gorgeous creature with a lot to say. Do you see how it affected her? It's interesting. Interesting. It's definitely changed the ratio between her chin and the lips. Something different about the lips. The nose is definitely slightly different.
I am European, and I am proud. I am proud of our unparalleled history, culture, and diversity. I am proud of what we have achieved as a civilization. But Europe as we know it, in all its richness and greatness, is under threat by a false representation of our history, present, and future. We are being told lies about who we were, who we are.
I haven't heard a thing she's saying. These eyes are hypnotic. But I have heard, but you get it.
And who we should be. And those lies need to be challenged. We can no longer just stand by and watch our politicians sell out our home and have the media cover it up for them. There are just too many uncomfortable truths about what's happening in Europe that are simply not being addressed. And that's the first step we need to take. And we need to take it now.
Yes. That's the first thing I think when I see her. I need it now. Ah, so just remember, no Indian firefighters. Not so good with the fires, these Indians, the Jeets. There's going to be this one brown nigger over here who's about to throw some dirt on him. Just reaches in a flower pot and throws some dirt on him. Wow, dude. Hey, we're going to bring in these Indians and everything's going to be better. Everything's going to be better. Here we have, I was tempted to put this back up on X as a clip and be like, Tucker does show with turgid erection or something. You know what I mean? We'd do this kind of routine. I know that's foul, but it would get the eyeballs. Then I decided against it.
They don't have a problem with that at all. Yeah. They're not saying the problem with China is it's too Chinese.
Right.
They never meant that's totally fine. It's only Europe.
Yes. I think a large part has to do with the fact that we still live under the curse of the Second World War.
See, of course, I'm playing this for the content because she's about to say something quite brilliant. But see, pre-baby, see how the eyebrows are not as thick? And you can see what I'm talking about here. Her lips are much fuller now. I'm not complaining. I think she's lovely. I'm just saying it's interesting how you could see how the features change in the ladies pre versus post pregnancy, which is good. She looks more like a woman in this, and she sort of looks like a teenager in this. But anyway,
live under the curse of the Second World War. Evil has gotten a real visible face in the collective memory of Europeans.
Yeah, it's a Jewish face. Exactly. See, she's making a lot of great points.
You see, under the Nazi regime. So the white.
Oh, no. She did the Nazi thing. Oh, bad. We should smack her.
You see, under the Nazi regime. So the white man is face in the collective memory of Europeans, obviously, under the Nazi regime. So the white man is the problem. Patriarchal structures are the problem. Nationalism is the problem.
Wow. Antifa is going to use this as one of their propaganda campaign ads.
So I think if you are, like with me, for example, if you are a blonde woman on the right side, you're immediately in that camp. And that's sort of the only thing that...
Yeah, you should probably get used to it. In fact, I would love to see her. Man, that'd be great. I'd love to see her in a Nazi uniform. Oh, my goodness. Daddy would like...
That people seem to think about nowadays. It's like, okay, if you adhere to these values... we will have a second world war or third world war on our hands. So it's that simple, really, that type of mindset. And
But that's so mindless.
It's very mindless, but it's a very good means to an end to silence dissidents. So it's a very good way to stay in power.
Huh. Was Europe liberated from the Nazis by the Chinese?
I don't think so.
No, it wasn't. Right. So it actually doesn't make any sense.
No.
But it's Euro-specific. Only Europe... and the English-speaking world is not allowed to have...
A Europe for Europeans.
Right, a cohesive...
I'm impressed, Tucker, really. That's a real professional. Because I dare say every male listening would probably have a tough time sort of keeping your head straight chatting with her.
So, huh.
Yeah, maybe he's about to lose it right there. Like, huh, where was I? What was I saying? I've lost myself in your eyes. You said Nazi, and I went somewhere. Interesting. Yep. She is again.
And I am proud.
Sure are.
I am proud of our unparalleled history, culture, and diversity.
Wow. Hypnotic. Yeah, we have an Eva Vladingerbrook over here. We just need one. And dress a little differently for all of the, you know, the American guys are pigs. So if we seriously want to attract the young guys, something just slightly less professional, but, you know, not gross or anything. I'm just saying. Yes, Pavlov puppy. Nationalism has a bad name because of the Nazis. Well played, Kikes. It really is. That is literally her message. And she did it with that little wink where she looked coyly at him. Interesting. It'd be great if we catch her teaching her baby to do like a Heil, you know, throw a Roman. Oh, is it true that Elon threw a Roman? I don't know if this is true. Is that AI? I've been seeing this thing where people do the, you know, the laser eyes and all this. Did Elon throw a fucking Roman for real? That's pretty weird. Yeah, that's a man, Kickchef says. Yeah, Scarlet. Well, she's prettier than Scarlett Johansson. I'll give her that. This is a really lovely woman. There's no doubt. Yes, indeed, yes, indeed. What else did I have for you? Oh, why not? I'll do this with you. Why the hell not? You might have seen it. Hopefully you haven't. Because I don't want, this is not something you'd probably want to see twice. Don't ask me what she's eating. Look at these nogs. Oof. Wow. First of all, I wish she did eat one of those baby fingers right off. That would be great. Man, isn't that disgusting? What a disgusting display. Oh, here we go. Nosferatu. We'll play Nosferatu for you. But first, I can already hear. I've got to amplify this for you. Sound booster. Here we go. Now we should be good. Here we go. Now I got it for you.
We must, you must take this deadly seriously. Pushing extremists off Wikipedia might not seem equal to the challenge of pushing Hezbollah north of the Litani River.
Wow. Well done, Nosferatu. Hezbollah.
Might seem less meaningful than holding on to Mount Hermon. Libelous tweets certainly might seem less deadly than missiles from Yemen. This is urgent because the next war will be decided based on how Israel and its allies perform online as much as offline.
Wow, there is Nosferatu. What a weird wrinkly forehead right there. This must be a video artifact, right? Otherwise, the David Icke people are going to be coming out and be like, look at his lizard eyes and the makeup is peeling away. This is a lizard person from the planet Pop-Tart. Isn't that what Alex Jones used to say? All right, Pavlov Puppy tells us that was a psyop. Oh, this is about Elon. Yes, he did it, but he was gesturing, my heart goes out to you. They say it was symbolically meant as an actual Roman salute, IMO, reference to Edom and the Kike's hatred for us as the new Roman Empire. Plus the chew toy effect for retards to go crazy for about 2 weeks. It is. That's a great description, the chew toy effect. Yeah, give these retards something to chomp on for a while. Yeah, that's how you control a news cycle, by the way. And the longer you can control a news cycle, the less opportunity you've given to your enemies to steer a narrative, right? So it's just always like treading water. You always want to be in control of the news cycle. Interesting. Jonathan Greenblatt. What a disgusting creature. Meow, meow, meow. Oh, what's this? Look, we have a Jew here. I'll play along. Here we go. Meow, share. This is Miss Wilkes Pattern Recognition Lab. Here we go. Okay, watch this Jew eat. After touching all them railings, though. Well, yeah, Jews, you know, they're disgusting animals. So forget this shit about touching the railings. That's the least of it. That is the least of it. Oh, yeah. I'm putting a thumbs down to a lot of these Negro videos. I had some Negro videos for you, but you know what? Yeah, actually, I will play you this one. Pretty fucking gross. Pretty gross. So listen to this nigger doing this awful pickup shit. I guess he's a foot nigger. He loves these feets. I mean, look how uncomfortable these girls are. Pretty fucking gross.
Arm or shoulder strain, that's going to help you out right here. Or like, for example, on this foot, say right here, like you're having trouble breathing or some type of mucus or whatever. If you massage like that, that's like that didn't catch you long. And then maybe a stomach ache, you can like massage right here. So there's all kinds of points on like the front of your foot that you can really.
Oh, wow. You can get pressure point advice from a nigger. Yeah, that sounds like, yeah, I'm going to do that. Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Have you guys ever seen a chart like that before?
I think in like a doctor's office or something.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Too polite. Did you just tell this nigger, why don't you fuck off? We're trying to relax out here, nigger. Get your nigger hands off my feet. And fuck off, nigger. All right, everybody. It looks like we've expended our time together. So I'm a bounce, but first, let me give props. Here we go. Over in the cheap seats at Rumble. There we go. Thanks for listening, everybody. Over at the Odyssey. Pavlov Puppy, disgusting. They really did already have TB when they arrived at the camps, LOL. Yeah, they fucking did. They had TB and a bunch of other shit. Entropy, no messages, but hey, sometimes Rebel goes in there after the fact. Over at me, Billy B. Here we go. Yep, Fox Die over at White Pilled. Ever since the infighting, it's been doing this. Yeah, Odyssey's not been the same after that. That is true. That is true. Again, for those who thought, what consequence are these piss dreamers? Well, that you can see you're now living in a post-piss dream world. Oh, and they're back. So there's that. Unit 8200 bots, or someone's giving them bots. Because they suddenly have big numbers. Unless we're truly in, well, this fucked. Where we're trying to save retards from themselves. Like, that doesn't look very good. Not a good look. Klaxon SS, Homeland Security nominee Christy Noem looks like a whorish Jew broad. Well, you know, let's not get crazy. You know, she's got something about her, but she's not my favorite. But we shouldn't lie to ourselves and be like, what a filthy animal. I wouldn't. But she'll hit a wall soon enough because the dark ashen heart deep in her body. That's been blackened by her involvement with Kikes will soon make her outer visage look as if she's hit a wall at full speed. Cause that's what it does. All right, buddies, till next time.
Right Perspective Radio.
And it was so, so powerful.
Thanks for watching. Bye.
Davis Lerman.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye.
On purpose. One people, we are rising.
Of one purpose, one people, we are rising.